Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. But you didn't hear like the feedback? Is it because of my headphones?
Remember, that's the.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's going back and forth to each other. Yeah. I hear it now. Okay, what you say?
That's why you don't hear it no more after the test.
So I can minimize it now. What you say? All right. I can put them in the waiting room now. You just gotta mute the thing, right? We pretty much done, Big Mo.
Yeah.
All right. Mute it so I can put them in the waiting room.
How do we look on camera one?
Great.
Hey, we are live. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Air Podcast, man. It is Friday, a.k.a. Call-In Show Friday, man. We got a lot to talk about.
Let's get into it.
Let's go.
And we are back. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Air Podcast, man. Regular edition. It's Friday, a.k.a. Call-In Show Friday, man. One of my favorite shows where we get to interact with you guys. We get to interact with the supporters, the haters, the critiques, the criticizers, whatever it may be.
Everybody.
We get to talk to y'all, man, which live as well. So, guys, if you want to call into the show, the number we'll call into the show is 515-605-9740. Again, that number is 515-605-9740. 40. It's right there at the bottom right of the screen. So call into the show, guys. As you guys know, the same rules apply. If you want to cut the line and get into the show sooner than everyone else, go ahead and donate, and you'll basically cut the line. And we'll try to get as many free callers as we can as well. We'll try to, you know, switch it up where supporter, hater, whatever it may be. For any of you guys out there that want to critique or give your takes or whatever it may be, we're always open to criticism and or haters or whatever you guys want to say. You guys want to call in, roast me or roast Fresh or roast Bill or Mo or Chris or whatever. It's great. We love it.
W Sneaker for his video today, choosing Rumble over Kick. And also, we should cover the SSC Fat Boy stuff going on with his girl and the assault allegations, because that was crazy, bro.
We can talk about that as well. That's news that just kind of just came in right now.
Crazy, man.
Yeah, it's bullshit, man. Should we get numbers right now going, Bills? What do you think?
$10 and up.
All right, so guys, from this point forward, if you want to call through, if you called in before, if you donated before, and you put the last four digits of your number, by the way, when you donate your super chat, put in the last four digits of your number, and then after that, we will go ahead and, you know, get you in the queue, and Mo's actually queuing up the line right now. Again, 515-605-9740. If you donate to the show with the last four digits of your number, we will go ahead and get you in the queue sooner than everyone else. Ferda 99, I see you. You put in the last. You too late, my friend. You donated $1, so you're gonna go to the bottom of the line for the people that paid. too late. So you gotta go. There's 10 and up from this point forward, and you get put first, and then the people that paid less than 10 will get you guys in after, and then after that will be free.
You know,
that is gonna be the
triage. I don't get it. If I'm a hater, I don't want to call in. I'm gonna spend $100, $50. So I get the front line.
No, that's why they hate us, bro.
Yeah, but no. You want to talk?
They don't
want to
help.
Talk your shit. Just pay the money and get in first.
That is true,
know,
but
man.
they don't want to. The haters don't want to fucking. They're like, fuck these dudes. I don't want to pay shit. That's fine, and that's cool. Yeah, shout out to Sneeko. He is over on Rumble, man. Shout out to him. Fuck Kick. With that said,
and make sure you guys are on the line. So
yeah, guys, get on the line. Mo is there. Some of y'all donate and don't even get on the line. And Mo's like, y'all like, yo, what the hell, man? Get on the line, guys. We'd love to talk to you.
We're not monsters. We'll talk to you.
Yeah.
Hear what you got to say and chop it up, man.
Hater, supporter, whatever it is, man, we're happy to talk with you. So
we had a $100 last call-in show and wasn't in the line.
Okay.
So just show make sure you got – well, although he ended up telling me something came up, but –
yeah.
But everyone else, make sure you are on the line, because we'll be looking at it right away.
Let us know also what the last four digits, if you're a hater or not. Okay. But yeah, from this point forward, guys, it's going to be 10 and up to get into the line. If you got in before, we'll go ahead and get you in. Mo, are you ready to start queuing up, get in there or no? Not yet. You just need a second.
I already have one.
You got one? Okay. While we do that, how about this? Bills.
We got somebody here.
Okay.
Roberto Francois.
It's fine. And
he's not in the line.
Updates anyway, real quick. Let's give the people updates, and then that way it'll give Mo some time to queue people up or whatever.
Okay.
Bills, you take it first, man. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? You guys know me as Bills. I'm the director of the show, the operator as well for, you know, OBS and behind the scenes. after hours tonight, DBZ stream tonight.
Let's go.
We've been working on it all week. I'm so happy. We're just going to have a good time tonight. Good laughs. We're going to the sun come up. Shout out Big Mo. Yeah, we're going to see the sun. And yeah, you know, just been working on myself, going to the gym every day, reading, staying active, and, you know, just pretty much living the pressure free lifestyle.
And Bill is well rested today.
Oh, I am well rested.
Rested, man.
Well rested.
Okay,
nice. What about you, Mo? Give us an update on weight loss. I see you got some new pants. AKA.
Oh, God. Well, these not the new ones. I just haven't unpacked the new ones yet. But because I'm like, not yet. But it's probably like I'm like halfway there. Just like halfway there. But regardless, as for the number weight though, 383. That is 117 pounds down. So big up LA Fitness. Yes, that's me. Someone again just noticed me. Like, so you look familiar.
Okay, Miss Mulbro.
Yo, don't be afraid of me. That is me at that LA Fitness. Yes, that is me. But shout out to y'all.
If you're smiling, it's Mo.
Yeah. If I'm smiling and or mine's gonna be a little what the fuck, and or dancing.
Niggas are fruitcake.
Bro, I don't know what to tell you. Bro, I've been feeling good. I've been feeling amazing. I've been like feeling better than ever. I've been happier than I've ever been. Yes, I'm gonna keep smiling. I'm gonna keep on dancing. I feel amazing. I literally just came from the gym right now. I'm in hype as hell. I didn't even get Gorilla Mind yet. Shout out to Gorilla Mind. But
there you go.
Use code Fresh at checkout, guys. Yes. Link is below. Shout out to our ninjas over there.
Best drink ever.
But I've been feeling good. I'm going to keep on feeling good. I'm going to keep feeling better. So big ups to all you guys out there, man.
Yo, whenever Mo does a dance.
What?
Oh, my God.
Rumble!
Shit.
Okay. And updates from me, I guess?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
So, guys, man, we did a fire event last Saturday in Miami. It was amazing. From Dubai, UK, Canada, everywhere. It was dope. We had Mr. Organic, Wes Watson. I was doing a part two in Colombia, actually, this weekend. I'll be there tomorrow in the morning. I'll be in Colombia. My boy Kevin Tobias, Arthur, some other members of the CEO Network. But yeah, man, just in the gym as usual. Got some things in the works. We got a couple show on Wednesday. It's going to be insane, guys, so check it out. Couples Intervention, man. It started as an idea, but now it's a real thing. The best show on the internet in this space, Couples Intervention, coming to you next Wednesday, so go check it out. And yeah, man, that's it for me pretty much. Just laying low, doing deals behind the scenes, making connections, and of course, you know, staying fresh, so it is what it is. But other than that, though, DBZ stream tonight.
Woo!
I might pop in for a little bit before the flight. Cause I'll be up probably like 7, 8 a.m. So I might be there a little bit. But my main character, if you want to know, is going to be. You know who it is?
Who is it? I don't know.
Goku Black, man. I mean, who else?
Oh,
bro?
My God.
Is it obvious I'm Black? Goku Black? I mean... Isn't that obvious?
Hey, that shit look clean though.
Darkness,
that shit look clean.
Darkness, what you talking about?
Hey, I ain't gonna lie.
That's that nigga, bro.
Hey,
that nigga, man.
That shirt look clean though.
I'm telling you, for Walmart.
That shirt.
Shut up, Icy.
That shirt look clean though. Oh God, bro.
But yeah, man. We in the building.
Yeah, shout out to Icy. She's been doing a lot behind the scenes helping.
We saying, Mr. Gaines.
Well, guys, you know me. I've been going to the gym doing 2 and 3 a days, man. I've been killing myself in the gym. I ain't going to lie, but it's been great, man. I wouldn't say I'm in the – I mean, I used to have a resting heart rate of like 36, so I'm not there. I'll probably never get to that level of fitness again when I was a rower, but I'm pretty damn close. I'll tell you all that. Speaking of L.A., I went to L.A. for the first time in fucking years, bro. The one here in Brickell.
Did it get swarmed?
Yeah, people came up to me, but, you know, bro, I always say, you know how I am, Fresh. I always say what's up and have a little chit-chat, whatever. I hate people that are Hollywood, so I always told myself, like, I'm not going to be Hollywood. Matter of fact, go back in time real fast. I'm going to forget this shit. Where Moshi? No one knows exactly what story I'm about to tell. Where Moshi? I ain't going to say who, but a pretty famous NBA player. He's a bit past his prime now.
Oh, yeah.
But you were there too, right?
Yeah. Oh, no. I heard about it.
Okay.
It was Sartain that was with us.
Yeah, it was like 2, 3 a.m., bro. Nobody was there. Mo waited till he was done eating and shit, and he walked up to him and he said, hey, can I get a picture? And he said no. And I was like, what the fuck? I mean, granted, I had never told no to somebody that wanted a picture.
Yeah.
But that shit was, I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this dude? So, yeah, man, the people, anyone that comes up to me, I always say what's up and have a little chit-chat, whatever it may be. You know, so if I'm in a rush, I'll tell him, hey, man, I'm in a rush, but pleasure to meet you, blah, blah. Hey, can I get a picture? Of course. I've never said no to a picture, not one time. But yeah, I was in there. God damn, they never put their weights back, but it is what it is. I was there, and then I went for a run after.
I'll get them a...
That's one thing I hate about that gym.
A cheat code to know who it was.
Yeah, he's right. He's correct.
Oh, is that what that nigga does?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, that's a 10 out of 10 actual impression. Good job, bro.
Oh, okay, okay.
Good job.
Okay.
Yo, Myron got so pissed.
Yeah, no, I was shocked, bro. Yeah. I was literally shocked. I was like, what the fuck? Like, yo, what the hell? So someone in the chat's probably going to name it.
Yeah, they already got it.
Our niggas already got it.
What's his name,
bro?
But the last
yeah,
is tell.
That was some fucking cornball shit when I saw that, bro. I was like, yo, what the hell is wrong with this nigga, man? So it made me lose a lot of respect for him. But then, you know, they always say, you know, never meet your
idols.
I mean, he's not idol or whatever, but obviously I acknowledge he's a fantastic player.
Yeah.
But, man, fucking weirdo.
He was.
I got
to
say.
He was to me.
The only person I've met, one of them that I've actually met that was really cool, even though, like, he's huge and could be a dickhead, and was awesome, was Drake. Super cool, humble, show everyone love. The boy, man.
Okay, I can respect that.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said before, I'm not a fan of his music, and I do think that he is a contributor to why so many men are weak. But at the end of the day, just because I don't like his music doesn't mean that I can't acknowledge that he's a musical genius and he's going to go down in the Hall of Fame as one of the best ever. I can absolutely acknowledge that. Just because I like it, like, is irrelevant.
I like it.
Yeah, that's fine.
A lot.
That's fine, man. You know what I mean? And I think that takes a lot of maturity to be able to be like, look, I don't like this music, but I can acknowledge that it's good and he's going to go down, you know, as one of the best of all time. He's going to be up there with the Jacksons and the Eminems and the Elvis Presleys and the Michael Jackson and everything. He's going to be on there when it's all said and done. And, you know, 10, 20, 30 years from now, he's going to go down in the Hall of Fame as one of the top musicians of all time. It is
legendary, man.
Haters can hate, you know, I acknowledge that, but I'm just not a fan of his music, but I acknowledge the skill set.
I'm probably one of the biggest Drake fans.
Yeah, that's fine. Let's go. Okay.
Shout out to my bumper sticker that said, what would Drake
do? I think
do?
That's the difference between someone that's like a hater and someone that, like, I dislike it, but I can still acknowledge the greatness.
Right.
Right. Unlike a lot of you niggas that watch, oh, fuck these dudes, I hate them. And then y'all still watch. I don't get it. Like, what the fuck is going on here? All right. And then, yeah, man, just been training, going hard as fuck in the gym. A lot of you guys, I've been getting like weirdo DMs. Yo, Myron, bro, like, lift heavy weight and like build more muscle mass, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, bro. Number one, I'm 6'3", I'm 200 pounds. I'm very, I would say my thing is it's important to be fit as well, guys. Be fit, be healthy, actually have some functional fitness. Like, you know, I can bench press 100-pound dumbbells, right? I was able to do that. And then I can also run, you know, a couple miles at like a 7:30, 7-minute pace easy. So it's like, it's about being fit as well, guys. It's not just about being a big retard that can't, like, have any type of functional fitness.
I love how you're working on your body. And they tell you, you know what? Do this instead, nigga. It's like,
and,
bro,
and it'd be dudes that not even in shape. Bro, I'm fucking shredded year round. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? Man, do I got to show y'all niggas my shit, man? Pause. Like, it's like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, trust me, guys. I was a fitness coach before this. I was a Division I athlete. You know, I was working with the feds, obviously. We had the fitness test. Like, bro, I be training, man. I know what the fuck I'm doing. People out here trying to tell me, yo, bro, like, you know, you should, like, be lifting heavy weights or, like, getting more muscle mass. Maybe I like my physique, you motherfuckers, and I'm trying to get fitter and be able to beat people up. How about that? You know, you can't be out here boxing people being fat as fuck or being
as
too bulky. Like, what the fuck is wrong with people?
As the shorties like
weirdos.
It, that's all I care about, man.
Yeah, man.
These niggas, man, it's not for you, bro. It's not for y'all niggas, man. It's for the shorties, man. Just give me 1,000.
What was that?
The physique. It's not for them.
Of course, yeah, that too. But you want
to be
fit.
Agile as well.
Yeah, you want to be fit. And then the other thing too, you guys know, I've been doing some combat training on side, whatever. Bro, you can't be all bulky and stupid looking. And, oh shit, I can't have no mobility. You got to be able to be mobile and move around and do shit. And you got to have a cardiovascular strength too. Like, the last thing you want to be is get gassed. That's the worst. So yeah, man, I'm making sure that I'm in like good cardiovascular shape too. I want to get my resting heart rate back down into the 40s. That's my goal. So. While still maintaining strength at the same time. Maintaining strength, obviously I'm still strength training. I'm doing banging out 15, 20 pull-ups per set nowadays. So, Yeah, man. Fuck the haters, bro. A lot of y'all talking shit, man. Y'all niggas' resting heart rate is 97, fat as shit, trying to tell me what the fuck to do, man. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Fucking ridiculous, man.
Oh, man.
All right, so let's see here. What do we got? Let's
call in Friday, man.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go ahead and get somebody on the line.
I'm already seeing some of you guys not in the phone line. I'm
yeah,
trying
let's
to
get
put
a hater in here.
But even the one that said that he has a critique, he's not in the line either.
Okay. Goddamn,
man. Let's get anybody online.
505-605-9740, Gandhi. Again, the number is 505-605-9740. $10 and up from this point forward, and then we're probably going to have to up it to 20. But we'll get you get ninjas in that that had your number in.
But this person, he had donated $100.
Shout out to you, my ninja. Let's get him on.
He's on right now.
Let's
What's
go.
What's up, man? Welcome.
0624, you're up. 0624, you are up.
Hello?
What's up, man? Welcome
to
the show.
We got you, bro.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you, man.
Can you hear us?
Hey, yeah. I'm just,
perfect.
Gosh, I'm such a big fan, man. Like, what you guys do is great. I'm sorry if there's any background noise. I'm outside right now.
No, you're fine, bro. We can hear you. Just hit us with your question, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm from an Asian family, and I currently just got matched with somebody through another family. So it's like a kind of like an arranged marriage kind of thing. And it's been like about 2 years. I went over there and I met her and I met her family over there. And like my family met her family and everything seemed like really, really great. Right. She's never been in a relationship before, but she's 29 right now. She's really respectful. She like ran her own like a little shop over there. And
how old are you?
She's good with me. Oh, I'm 26.
What do you do for a living?
I'm currently in the military right now. I'm about to get out.
Are you enlisted or did you are you an officer?
I'm enlisted.
Okay. Are you doing your? I'm assuming you're 26, so you're probably wrapping up your first tour. What branch?
I'm Air Force.
What are you? E what? E3?
I'm an E4 right now.
E4. Okay.
Yep.
And are you planning to go to school after with your GI Bill?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What country are you from?
I'm from the U.S.
No, I know that, of course.
Asian,
but I meant what's your Asian background?
Oh, from we're Vietnamese.
Vietnamese, okay.
Yeah.
I figured.
Yeah. So she's 29. You're 26. She runs a little shop over there. You met her. She's cool and everything else like that. And your family's sync. I mean. Here's the thing, bro. My only concern is that she's older than you, and she's about to be in her 30s.
29.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're about to hit your peak, and she's on her decline, if I'm going to be all the way honest with you. How long have you known her?
It's been about 2 years.
And she's a Vietnamese citizen, I'm assuming? She doesn't have any type of U.S. citizenship?
Yes, she is. Yeah, she's a Vietnamese citizen, yeah.
Yeah, bro. My only fear, bro, is, you know, I don't want you ended up like one of these, 90-day fiancé type situations. And then as soon as she gets that citizenship, she switches up. You know what I'm saying?
See,
that's what I'm saying.
Why isn't she married yet? She's 29 years old.
That's true.
Not married yet. Why is she not married, bro?
Yeah,
that's
especially
kind of
in a culture
flag.
Where arranged marriages are a thing.
That's weird,
that's
bro.
A good point.
You got to ask the question, why is she not married, bro? That's really weird.
Especially in Asian cultures like that, where there's an enormous amount of pressure to marry women off when they're in their early 20s. I mean, goddamn.
She had
to
take care of the family growing up. She didn't, there was nobody out there to help her. You know what I mean?
No, I get that, bro. But like, you know, in China, they call them Shinyu when they're too old. Japan, they call them fucking Christmas cakes when they're past 25. So, I mean, my only concern is why did she get married when she was younger? I understand that she might have had, maybe some hardships and stuff. But, dude, in the Asian culture, you know, women pride themselves on getting married younger. I mean, I'm not telling you it's a complete rap, but what I am saying is just, yo, have your head on a swivel and be worried, man. Like, that's the end.
Right.
And I wouldn't, marry her, put her in any type of position where she has some type of leverage on you that can kill you, especially, you know, since you're military and you have some fantastic benefits, you know, I don't want her touching any of your TSP, none of that.
Because from what you're telling me, a caller, she took care of her family the whole time, right? But now, if you want. So I want to take care of her. About 29 years old, what's she doing for you?
That's true, man. It's just.
And then even though she's successful in Vietnam, that money is not going to hold a candle to the U.S., bro.
Right.
Nope.
Like, the only way I could even see this potentially working whatsoever is you'd have to go to Vietnam and you'd be out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you just go back and forth. You know, because you know what we've always said is standard rule of thumb when it comes to foreign women is you typically got to stay out there, bro.
Yeah.
You don't want to bring them back over
here.
You
don't want to bring them back, bro.
Right. So you guys think I should call it off?
Oh wait, you were going to get married? You were legit going to get married?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like my family thinks I already finished the K-1 visa and sent it off. But in reality, I've been holding off on it for this day where I can ask you guys this question.
Wow. Yeah. Oof. Yeah, bro. Nah, man. I mean, my gut, off of what you told me, again, we don't know this woman. We don't know how close you guys are.
Right.
We don't know the background, et cetera. But off of the strength of what you're telling me, what I see, you have a bright future ahead of you, bro. You're about to get out the military. You got your GI Bill. You literally are finishing your first tour. You're 26 years old. Your value is only going to continue to go up. Hers is going to go down. I'm also very concerned the fact that she's 29 years old and she's never been married before. No one has taken her off the marketplace. That has me worried. Like, it's just too much risk, bro. And you know how I go. I go with being risk averse when it comes to dealing with women, especially when you're a man and you have some shit together where you can significantly benefit her, bro.
Yeah,
right.
Caller, you got to marry her and bring her over here.
Yeah.
Dude.
Which is directly going to put your TSP in line, your retirement, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I know as a government employee, nah, man.
I wouldn't do it if I were you.
I got to look out for you, bro. Fuck that bitch. No, man.
You know what? Honestly, since you guys said no, I'm going to fucking do it. I got to call my mom and tell her, like, hey, it's over with her, me and her. So.
Yeah, man. Like, dude, you just got a bright future, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want that getting, like, tarnished or getting any type of situation where
it's
going
to benefit her over you, bro.
Way more.
And ultimately, bro, like, you bring her to America, it's a W for her.
And here's the other thing,
she can leave your ass and find somebody else. Well,
not only that, when you do the K-1 visa, you're going to have to marry her and get the state involved.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
There's no way that you could protect yourself, because once you go the K-1 route, it's got to be official. It's got to be official. That's how she gets the K-1 visa in the first place. You're going to have to go to USCIS. You're going to have to provide paperwork. You're going to have to show the marriage pictures. You're going to have to show everything, bro, like the marriage certificate.
Right.
So that means the state is 1,000% going to be involved. No, fuck that shit, man. No. No, you got too much to lose, my friend.
Yeah.
I'll be damned if I'm going to have another guy put himself in a precarious situation with a foreign woman. Nah, man, fuck that shit.
All right. I got you guys. It's over. All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, man.
All right, man. You got too much to lose, man.
Yo.
You're winning in life, bro.
You would end up on 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, no. Fuck that shit, man. You're on the path, my friend. You're gonna get E6, E7, E8, somewhere in there. You're going to be making six figures. You know, if you stay in the military, you're going to have a GI Bill. If your MOS is good, you can easily transition to the civilian life and make a lot of money. You know what I mean? Do you speak Vietnamese, too?
Oh, he dropped.
Oh, he gone? Good. Okay. Well, he has a bright future ahead of him, bro.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck that shit. Ain't nobody gonna take an L on our watch, man.
Yeah, being single at 29 is a red flag, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially in that culture.
Unless your husband died or something like that, bro, that's a red flag, bro.
Every single Asian culture has disdain for older women. So signs off.
Yeah.
China, Japan.
And I get it. She took care of her family, but bro, on some level, some dude might have been like, you know what? I love that you work hard, that you're into family. I'm gonna take care of you too. But 29 years old, took that long now, bro. Something's not right.
Yeah, and then the thing that concerns me is whenever you do that K-1 visa thing, automatically state's involved, bro. And with the military, bro, he's got way too many benefits.
W for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, man. And here's the thing. Some of you guys might be watching the show right now, might be in a situation like that, bro. Guys, don't do it, man. Don't do it. You better go over there, nigga.
Even Colombia, bro. I wouldn't do it there either.
Hell nah. Nah. Fuck out of here, man.
Yeah.
You know how many dudes that we know in Miami that brought a chick from Colombia over and that bitch turned into Goku, nigga. Holy.
Goku Black.
Yeah, bro. All right. Okay, who's up next? Yeah, nigga, there's a chat called a Sheng New.
Sheng New?
Sheng New.
You know?
Sheng New. That's a Chinese term when a girl is too old.
Too old, yeah.
We had that Chinese girl on. That's the one thing we remember, nigga.
Sheng New.
All right, what do we got here? Who's up next?
3409, you're up.
All right, let's go.
I was just registering him in it, too. All right, 34. Yeah, wait, there it is. 3409, you're up. Yeah.
Hey, you guys hear me?
We got you, brother.
Go
ahead.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, love the show, but I got one thing I got for you, Myron. All right, you know how you normally tell the girls, you know, normally how you tell the girls, how do you used to say that? You know how, like, you tell them, like,
I think I know what you want to say. Master key opens up a bunch of locks, but a lock that opens any key is a shitty lock.
Myron, I know that. Like, I know that thing front to back. I don't know why I can't get it right now. So look, so one thing I was thinking, like, maybe because for some reason it don't ever register with them. So hit them with a visual. Like,
okay.
Take a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. Take a pencil, and say, hey, this piece of paper is you, and poke that paper 30 times. They say, now look at this piece of paper. Look at it. And they say, look at this pencil. The pencil's undamaged. You know what I'm saying? Like, just say, maybe then they can look at it like, yeah, that's my pussy. It's damaged. Like,
that's
yeah,
funny.
Bro, your box is fucked up.
That's funny, bro. That's funny.
Right. Your box is broken.
All
right. Go ahead, Mark.
No. If I get a really dense girl that doesn't understand, maybe I'll just start stabbing a piece of paper and showing it to him. Like, look at it. This is you.
Look at it. She's going to say, are you calling me a piece of paper?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
You know what they're going to say.
How dare you?
Is that a call?
That's pretty funny, that call.
I got one more thing real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is for Mo. Mo, I understand where I understand where you came from. I understand, bro.
Mo.
When my blue pill days, like a couple of years ago, I sat up here, got with a girl, fine as hell. Oh man, eating that box left and right. Lights was off. Mo, I woke up, dog. I mean, everything was done. I turned the lights on. Strawberry jelly on my face, dog. Oh.
What?
Mo, I could have died. Bro.
Nigga.
Bro, this shit happened when I was like 25. I swear to God, that's the last box I ate. I'm not gonna lie.
Damn.
It traumatized the hell out of me. And I'm looking at her like, you raggedy bitch. And she like, what? I didn't know. You don't. Like, you don't look at your phone. You don't see the damn.
You know what's worse? That she didn't tell you, nigga. She looked at all the girls.
Stop. That's the thing though. Like I knew it wasn't nothing going on at that moment. The thing is, like, okay, you know how like you're hitting a girl or whatever.
You don't see his blood.
Everything is cool. I knocked it down. That's the thing.
You can't just butt, nigga.
It's an L. It's an L, bro. I get it. It's an L. I'm just looking like, okay, yeah.
Bro.
It's whipping, bro.
You are hilarious, bro.
I had a beard and everything too.
All right, bro. We're moving on, man.
I just wanted to make y'all laugh, man. I'm fucking with
you. Yeah, you did a good job. Good job, my friend. You made us laugh and also
funny.
Say what the hell.
Most guys can't see red flags. That's one right in your face.
Yeah.
Taste that shit, nigga.
All right.
You don't see that.
Okay. Let's go to the next caller. We got a hater?
They can think of blood in his beard,
bro.
Think of blood in your beard, bro.
That's crazy, man. All right, we got a hater? Let's get a hater on the call, on the line.
This one, he came in earlier. 9871. 9871.
Go ahead, bro.
Hey, boys. Hey, I just had
a quick
question. Look, bro, I'm sure you guys have answered this before. If your credits, what credit score should I take the most seriously? My Credit Karma credit score is killing it, but then I go on Experian and it's just a little lower, like almost by 70 points, to be honest. So actually a lot lower, but I kind of feel like that's the one I should be paying attention to more. Is that correct?
Yes.
Because Credit Karma takes, I want to say, a period to like catch up. So I think it's between 2 or 3 months to catch up. So Experian would be more accurate than actual credit
Karma. Yeah, I mean, you
got
to remember, it's Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion.
Yeah.
So typically those are all going to be very close to each other with your credit score, bro. And then you got your FICO score as well. But like the point is, man, is as long as you're above a 720, you're in a good place. But try to work to get to a 7. If I'm not mistaken, a 770 is going to put you at excellent. And then after that, it's just flexing. You know what I mean? So work to get to the excellent point, a 77, because there's really no difference between having like a 770 in it or an 800. It's really not. It's just flexing at that point. But once you hit the excellent part, you're good.
Go on, bro. My bad.
And then the other thing I was going to say, bro, instead of doing Credit Karma and paying for that type of shit, if you have a credit card,
it's free.
A credit card, it's free, bro. You can I know Capital One, right? Capital One and Amex, what they'll do is when you go in the app, it'll track your credit score for you, bro. Capital One does it. Amex does it with FICO.
Chase too.
And then Chase does it as well. So if you have any major credit card, bro, and you just go and download the app and you use the app to like manage and pay your bills or whatever the hell it is, it'll show your credit score, bro, right then and there.
The thing is,
so
though,
just use that.
Credit Karma is free, but it gives you everything in a snapshot. So all your accounts, all your scores, even though it's a little bit lower than what it should be or a little bit higher, depending on what month it is.
It should be getting every updated every week, by the way, too.
Yeah.
Your credit score should be getting updated every week. Like mine updates like every Friday.
Yeah, I love Credit Karma, though, man.
Well, the thing is, see, on Credit Karma, and I do use CreditWise through Capital One and my Chase, those three, they're all above 750, but then on my Experian, it'll say my TransUnion and my Experian are like 670, but on Credit Karma, the same exact TransUnion and Experian is higher.
You might have a standing account that for whatever reason, has not fallen off. Give them a phone call and see if that's happening to you, because that happens a lot. There's a kind of still like there on their side of I guess the equation, but call them, say, hey man, this is really weird. Why is it higher? Is there an account that's still there?
Yeah, make
not
sure you don't
off?
Have anything in collections, bro, because that happens where you might get a random ambulance bill and you didn't pay it, or a hospital bill and you didn't even know it existed. So make sure that you don't have anything that's in collections, bro, because something is off there. That's a ridiculous disparity.
That's huge.
No, you're right. No, you're right, bro. I do have something. I have a small, like, a little rack in collections.
Yo, just pay that shit off. Don't even bother. If you got something in collections, just pay it off, bro. Just pay it off.
Copy, boys.
That's gonna shoot your shit up 30 to 40 points right off that, man. Like, I mean, there's two ways you could do about collections. We taught you guys how to finesse on collections, but real quick recap. One way, you can call them and say, hey, bro, let's say you owe $1,000. You know, I don't have $1,000, but I got $700. Can you guys take $700? A lot of the times they'll take that $700 and close the account out. Or you just say, you know what, fuck this shit. Don't sit there and haggle with them. Just pay the money off and be done with it, bro. Knock it off. Which, if you got the money, honestly, just get it done. Unless it's like some ridiculous price or whatever, then maybe you want to, you know, haggle with them. But, bro, if it's like $100, $200, some dumb shit like that, it's not worth getting your credit score, like, knocked over significantly.
Yeah.
So just go ahead, pay that shit off, and you're going to see your credit score fucking soar. Because anytime you have anything in the collections, bro, it's going to fuck you up. It could be $50 in collections. It will literally fuck up your score significantly. So get that handled immediately. I'm talking like after you get off the phone with us, identify where that collections, who that collection agency is for that debt, and pay them niggas, all right?
But for the most accurate base credit standing, it's FICO for sure, bro. If you want to know it spot on, it's FICO. So you can always check them.
Yeah, it's just some college dog shit, bro. Just some I got to pay off. I only got a rack left to pay off. I'm going to just do it.
Good luck. That's ball eight, bro. All right, man. Thanks, bro.
All right.
Do some chats real quick.
Yeah, let's do some chats.
What is the chat saying, man? Call in Friday show. Let's go. Deshaun Crawley says, the Saint and Sinner will utterly destroy Zerka tomorrow, Saturday at 5 p.m. Pacific. A very swift destruction. Get ready. Goddamn. They beefing?
I think they were beefing or something. I don't know.
Oh, shit. I don't know. FNS says, being fat as a man is in a way gay because fat men have boobs. Own fat makes your penis smaller or even hide it. So being fat is gay, Fresh, Chris Mo. Oh, my shit's visible, bro. I don't know what you're trying to say, bro. Blacko says, got a little critique. Okay, cool. And then that's phone number.
Flacco, you didn't put your phone number in.
Yeah, nothing's there.
So I can't find you.
Okay. Leon VRP says, shout out to Bills, getting his own personality into the show. That's what I love about the show. Everybody has a different vibe. Salute. All right. W
and
Bills.
Shout out to Leon VRP. I always seen you in the chat. He kept screaming, Zulia. I see you, brother. I see you.
All right. Matt says, girls use guys. Girls make us wait. If a girl makes you wait, is it okay to make her girlfriend as a placeholder? Use her for practice in casual box. Is it fair and equal treatment, or is that lame? I mean, bro, if she's making you wait, bro, she doesn't like you that much. So to be honest, playing games with her, it's kind of pointless, bro, because she don't like you that much anyway. Okay, we got some numbers and some letters here. It says, I definitely got some criticism for y'all. It's all out of love, though. We got to talk about it.
All right.
What's your phone number?
He didn't put his number in.
Bro, what the fuck, man?
Yo, what? Yo, guys, please. I got some criticisms for you niggas. Pay attention. Yo, if you guys want to, yeah, like, bro, if you want to go ahead and call into the show, I don't care if it's criticism, you want to make fun of me, you want to make fun of Fresh, you want to make fun of anybody, cool, no problem. Send your super chat in, right? FNFSuperChat.com. Again, FNFSuperChat.com. Call the number 515-605-9740. When you send your super chat in, please put the last four digits of your number. That's how Mo's going to identify you in the list, okay? No one is blocked. Matter of fact, mods, we are not going to – do not delete anyone's messages in the chat. Let's keep it a free chat, mods, so that everyone can go ahead and have – you know, we can have that freedom of speech and make sure everyone gets a chance to call in. Because I don't want no haters saying, yo, bro, I called in, but y'all niggas didn't let me in. No, we're going to let all y'all in, okay? But the thing is obviously we have to make sure that, you know, the big reason why we put the paywall up, guys, is to make sure that the quality of the calls stay up. Because whenever we don't, niggas fart on the phone and it's weird and, yeah. So, anyway, let's go ahead and who's up next?
He donated 50.
All right, shout out to you, my friend.
He has a he said he had a critique. I see you in the line, and I just put you in. Oh yeah, Francois. Well, you hate.
Yeah,
you.
Guys, there's literally hundreds of callers on right now, so Mo's doing his best to filter it. So that's why we need y'all to put your number in. Okay, we got thousands of y'all watching between Rumble and YouTube. We want to make sure we get everybody in. All right.
Let's go.
All right, let's go.
5197 with the Haitian last name. 5197.
Francois.
Boy, you
suck a fat.
Oh, hey, Francois. Yeah, thank you for getting my call. I was the guy who called in before saying your show is bad for men's mental health, and even if a guy try, he can't make it. But today I'm going to criticize you. No, I'm going to call back on that, and maybe once I experiment and figure out if it's true or not. But wait, today I'm going to tell you on criticize you on the whole idea of paying for love, directly paying for intimacy, directly paying for sex. If I understand your position correctly, you guys like me gonna do whatever we do, I get that, but you guys strongly discourage that, right? You guys salty when y'all see guys directly paying for it. Y'all don't like that. Y'all don't really mess with that, right? Is that what I understand?
Hold on. Let me make sure our stance is very clear so that you can properly, you know, address whatever you disagree with. We don't have an issue with guys that want to go ahead and pay for box. What we say, though, is if you're going to pay for sex with a girl, there's no way that you're going to get true burning desire from the woman and respect. A woman, you cannot pay a woman for sex and have her respect you. That's what we're trying to say, and to get the true desire, because desire is not negotiated through the exchange of funds, my friend. That's
listen,
what we're saying.
Listen, Kendrick Lamar.
Wait. Oh. Cap. Hold on. That's Cap.
Kendrick.
You
Cap?
Guys got to be honest, man. I could hear it in your tone. You don't like. I hate when people say that. I could hear it on your tone that you don't like that. Come on. This. You guys been talking about that forever, for a long time. I could hear it on your tone. Y'all don't really mess with that. So why are you lying?
We just won't do it.
Yeah. My thing is, I'm just saying, if you want the best out of your girl, like if you want the best out of a woman, paying her for sex is not going to lead to that. She's going to just look at you as a wallet and a means to an end, and she's going to do the bare minimum to whatever, which is fine. I mean, if you're just paying for box, that's what you're paying for. That's fine, but you're not going to build a real connection. You're not going to get the best out of her if you do that. But look, bro, we know all. I'll keep it 1,000 with you. All of our friends pay for box here in Miami. All of them do. We're the only idiots that don't.
Yeah.
We're the only ones, real talk. So, you know, I'm not going to knock the game, but I personally don't like doing it. I'm not. I've never done it before in my life, and I never will. Fresh has told y'all before. He told y'all he did it before, and he's never going to do it again because it just sucked.
Yeah, once I'm in Colombia, that shit was terrible, bro.
Yeah, bro. So,
but, yo, caller, listen. Again, this is your life. I just find it funny you're calling us to tell us about what you do as a man when, reality speaking, dude, do what you got to do, bro.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to pay for
it. No. No, it matters what people think. It matters what people think. And when guys like me pay for boxing, we know a lot of guys have a negative opinion about it, obviously. It makes me feel like shit, so now I need to justify my actions.
Oh!
So look.
So our opinion of how we have sex affects your lifestyle for how you have sex. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, a lot of people's opinion. Yeah, but
bro, why do you listen, care?
I'm just keeping it 1,000. But
on the internet talking shit.
But I'm gonna show you why you shouldn't feel any way about it. But now you're saying you have no problem with it. when I always thought you had a problem with it.
No, no. But we tell men, listen, if you want genuine affection and desire, obviously if you're paying for it, it's not coming through as genuine. But if that's what you want to do, nigga, go right ahead, nigga, because we can't say what to do.
Okay, let me show. Okay, let me show you why it is genuine. So real quick, right? Money.
Dude,
let me show you why it's genuine.
I don't want to.
Okay.
Do it, I will never change my opinion.
No, no. Well, if you don't change your opinion, that's because you're stubborn. You don't want to be reasonable. Let me explain to you why it's the same thing. Let me tell you why it's the same thing. So
tell me.
Money. Okay. Real quick. Quick definition of money, right? So money is just a medium of exchange, right? So, or you could just say it's just a medium to exchange value. Or you could just say money just represents value. Do you agree with that, right? That's what money is. It just represents value, right?
Well, yeah, for trading.
Yeah. Yeah, trading. And, yeah. So, again, when you say you don't, and again, you pay for it anyway. When you say you don't pay, that's inaccurate. You don't pay with cash. You're paying with cash. I'm going to show you why you are paying with cash. But when you say you don't pay with cash, you're paying with charisma. You're paying with your good looks. You're paying with whatever you can do for the girl. A lot of times, paying directly with cash, the reason you don't get genuine desires is because when you pay directly with cash, it's actually cheap. So you get, again, you can't cheat the system. You pay with cash, you pay less. When you pay with game, you pay more. So you get better service because you pay more. Do you see what I'm saying? I could go deeper.
So if you're going to use that as a statement of fact, then why would I pay for shitty service? But I got a game for free, you get a better service.
Yeah, and it's not free because if you ever try to learn game is ridiculously, you have to pay for that. Game is extremely expensive.
Yeah, but once you learn it, that's it. Money, you make money to take care of your family, things that are important to you. If you're paying for sex, bro, I mean, dude, no disrespect, but like, to me, that's low level, bro.
And you can balance it, by the way. You can balance it. I mean, you pay a girl $200. I mean, you pay $400. I mean, that's nothing. Pay $5,000. The service will improve. Why are you laughing? Yeah, the service will improve if you pay a girl $5,000. Yeah, you pay $400. Yes, she's going to treat you like a $400. You pay $5,000, she's going to treat you like it. Do you disagree there?
Again, you can never convince me to pay because that's not what I want to do. But ultimately, bro, like I said before, if you want to pay $5,000 for some boxes free, shit, man, go ahead.
Yeah.
You might get
it. No, it's not. No. You see, you're not being reasonable, Fresh. Again, I could see you don't like debating. That's like Myron thing. But look, here, what I'm saying is that $5,000 is equivalent to your game. That game will cost you goddamn near $200,000, depending on your whatever gift you are born with. Kind of goes back to whatever I criticized you on before. Everything, that's why I got to call back on this maybe in a year or something. Because it's all come back to your, do you see me? Do you see what I'm saying?
All right, look, man, I'm going to make it very, very simple for you, and then I will move on to the next caller. You got to understand.
No, you got to break my argument, bro. No, you got to break my argument. You can't just move on. That's not cool. You got to break, destroy my argument. Let's put a nail on this coffin.
Bro, we have a bunch of people waiting in the line, and quite frankly, you're already in your stance that you're going to continue to pay for sex, and that's fine.
Yeah.
No. You see, that's, you're losing. You don't want to destroy my argument. You just want to, that's cool.
Well, here's the thing. You've already decided that you're going to pay for box no matter what we say, so that's fine.
That's not true.
I'm just going to go ahead and explain the difference when you're paying for sex versus having game or whatever. The higher your sexual market value, right, whether it's having good game, being attractive, understanding female nature, whatever it may be, the more of this you have, right, and the more work you put behind the scenes, the less work you have to put up as far as like, spending time and money and resources on chicks, all this other bullshit, the less of that you have to do on the front end. However, if you don't want to learn game, you don't want to improve your sexual market value, you don't want to get in the gym, you don't want to understand female nature, that's fine. The bypass of that is paying money. However, when you bypass it, right, it's like a game shark, right? You go ahead and you cheat and you pay the money, etc. what ends up happening is you get a subpar product because the girl doesn't really like you like that. You don't get the best out of the woman. You're not getting true burning, genuine desire. You ever play Pokemon and you do the Masingo fucking glitch and you're able to go ahead and get 99 rare candy? Well, you get that 99 rare candy and you give it to your fucking Pokemon, right? And they level up to 100. Well, guess what? Leveling up that Pokemon with the rare candy from the Masingo glitch is not the same as going into to the fucking Elite Four and fighting them niggas 45 times and leveling up your Charizard to 100. You take that Charizard that leveled up fighting the Elite Four to level 99 or 100, and then you take the Charizard that you gave the rare candy. You know who's going to be stronger? The Charizard that went through the trials and tribulations and the fighting. Why? His attack's going to be higher. His defense's going to be higher. His special's going to be higher. He uses a flamethrower. He fucks up the other Charizard. The Charizard uses his flamethrower back. It's not as strong. Why? Because when you use the rare candy, a.k.a. you cheat, which is what paying for sex is, okay, what ends up happening is you don't learn the prerequisite skill set to be an attractive individual, so you have to rely on paying for sex continuously, and you can't get the best out of the woman. However, if you go to the Elite Four and you train and you get that Charizard up to where the fuck it's supposed to be, you have a skill set that you could take for the rest of your life where you can actually get a woman to fall in love with you, be attracted to you, desire you, obey you, submit to you, and eventually be your wife and the mother of your children. You can't do that when you pay for sex, man. So that's why we teach guys to become the best version of themselves, get their SMV up, and then they're in a position where they can get women to fall in love with them. And then, you know what? If they want to decide they want to pay for a box every now and then, that's fine. But I want them to have the prerequisite skills to actually attract a woman properly and not take the cheat code of using rare candies.
Don DeMarco.
Yeah, seriously.
Like I said, you didn't exactly address the argument. But, I guess if you don't address it, it's going to keep going on. I know you're tired of this question. Like I said, you get better service because it's only you just pay a higher price. That's all it means. Do you agree that you just pay a higher price?
It's more of a
when you run game. It's the same thing. It's just a more expensive.
Bro, I properly addressed your stance and I gave an analogy. If you don't understand the analogy or you don't like my answer, that's totally fine. But we're gonna move on to the next caller respectfully. Thank you for calling into the show.
Yeah, that's calling, bro. Okay.
All right, who's up next?
Bro, and he's Haitian.
I don't know why our opinion about...
Bro, like, we've said it plenty of times. If niggas want to pay for a box, they can pay for a box. But we want them to go in with their eyes wide open and understand, like, bro, ain't no chick going to take you seriously or really respect you. You're not going to get the best out of a woman if you pay for a box. That's just the reality because it's just a transaction.
The nigga values about what we do with our pee-pee more than what he does with his pee-pee. That's crazy to me, bro.
Look, man, it is what
the fundamentals are
that
off.
That shit is crazy, bro. All right, who's up next?
Foundation shaking, bro. Wow.
Let's get
this person donated $60.
Shout out to you, bro. Guys, fnfsuperchat.com, man. Donate to the show and then go ahead and get involved in the show. I really do enjoy talking to y'all ninjas. Let's go ahead and get the next guy in.
Call in Friday.
9237, you are up.
What's up, man?
9237.
Hit us with your question right away. We can hear you.
Hi.
Trust me.
Yep. Hi, Myron. Hi, Thresh. Hi, guys. Hello.
How are you?
We got you.
We got you, bro. Ask your question. What's up?
Yep. Yes. So, Myron, so I'm a financial specialist. I used to work in the UK. Been watching your show since 2020. My question is, I moved to Saudi Arabia. And I'm now saving about $10,000 a month after all expenses, everything. So my net savings is $10,000 a month. Now, I do have some interest in the cars, etc. So, of course, what I wanted to do is invest my money and, that, you know, rather than just relying on my salary, do something to multiply my money and, you know, get some savings up. So I know that I can easily save six figures a year, but I don't find it enough if I want to buy, let's say, indulge in my, you know, the car stuff and traveling, etc. So
hold on.
That's
you
what
you
I want to get
cars?
Your help on.
I'll make sure I'm understanding you. You said you want to buy cars?
Yes.
Well, you got fresh here.
So like, just
so I make sure I understand.
No, but Byron, just like, just
hold on.
Apologies.
Hold on
just
no,
like, just
sure
like yourself. I mean,
correctly. Hold on, dude. I want to make sure I have this information correctly. You're a British citizen living abroad in Saudi Arabia. You earn enough where you're saving $10,000 a month, a month, correct?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. Well, go ahead. Continue on. So you want to find ways to have Basically, you want to go ahead and take that earned income and start turning it into passive income.
That's correct, yes.
Okay. What else do you want to tell us before we answer your question?
Yeah, so just like yourself, Myron, I belong to a Muslim background. I always buy assets from my cash. I do not, and I've never spent a single dime of my money on interest. So I want to buy things on cash, but I'm also quite aware of the financial aspects, i.e., I do not want to buy anything on interest, but rather I don't want to buy something that's going to depreciate a lot, like supercars, etc. So I just wanted to see, I already invest in stocks, so that's what I've already started to do for the last couple of years, made some good gains, but not enough, have some good profits and losses. But now I'm thinking investing heavily into stocks, maybe investing in crypto as well, or anything you can advise on so I can multiply that. So maybe my 10K becomes, I don't know, 40K, 50K a month saving. So that's what I wanted to see. Is there anything you can advise on?
Hold on. You got to ask yourself this question. Because if you're going to invest in stocks, you're going to invest in crypto, et cetera, that's not going to be cash flow that you're getting a month. You're going to put that money in an account and you're just going to watch it multiply, but you're not actually going to realize those gains until you pull the money out. Are you looking for actual cash flow? Or are you okay with putting that money into something that's going to appreciate over time and then you pull it out later on?
Yeah, that's the latter. I want to multiply it because I think if I want to buy a car worth $200,000, $400,000, I need a multiplier. The cash flow won't be enough.
You don't care about cash flow like with real estate. You don't care about necessarily earning money. You care about, let me put this money somewhere where I know it's going to increase and I'm going to be able to cash it out later on.
Correct.
Then, I mean, dude, we did a whole episode on index funds. I personally think that's one of the safest ways to go, an index fund that tracks the S&P 500 or the total market. Obviously, cryptocurrency is also a good way to go. It's a little bit more volatile, though, with Ethereum, Bitcoin. Those are the two coins that I invest in personally. I don't invest in anything else besides those two because I think those are the market leaders. And then, my expertise by far is real estate. I'm in precious metals and all this other stuff as well, but I wouldn't consider myself an expert. But definitely go back and watch the episode. We talked about index funds. We talked about the stock market, et cetera. And if you want, I would say real estate as well. But I don't know if you'll be able to invest and buy real estate in Saudi Arabia as a foreign national. They might not let you.
I'm considering buying properties in Dubai and back in the UK. So I'm do considering that option. But of course, my first limitation is always buy something on cash. So
yeah,
I do have real estate in mind once I've saved the money.
Capital. Hold on. That's the other thing I was going to tell you. It seems to me like you're a religious guy. That's fine. But yeah, you're going to have to pretty much buy something cash because you don't want to deal with interest.
Yeah, that's correct. But I haven't watched that index fund video, Myron. So good. Thanks for that suggestion. I do go back and watch that.
Yeah,
I've also saved your video with the dollar cost crypto guys. I've also been planning to enroll in their course or whatever. So that's also
awesome.
On my list to do.
My thing, dude, I would say is just be diversified, man. Like, don't have all your eggs in one basket. I would be in index funds. I would be in cryptocurrency. I would be in precious metals. I'd be in real estate. Diversify your portfolio. So if something tanks, you'll be fine with another asset class. So just diversify your portfolio. That's advice. And we have videos on almost every asset class, man, whether the videos we did with Aaron Clary. We just did a step-by-step on how to buy real estate from the beginning. It'll still probably benefit you if you want to buy in the UK because it's very similar. Your only difference is you're not going to go with a loan. You're going to just buy it cash. We have videos on, bro. So go back, search index funds, fresh and fit, search precious metals, fresh and fit, search real estate. You're going to see all of it there in way more detail. Timestamps are in there, man. That's why we work so hard with the timestamps so that you guys can skip around and take notes on what you guys need.
Brilliant. Thanks, Myron, and thanks, Fresh. You guys have been adding value into my life for the last couple of years. So just big shout out to all of you guys. Thank you.
No, thank you, bro. And we ain't shit without guys like you calling in and supporting the show. So thank you so much,
thanks,
man. And have fun out there in Saudi Arabia. Just don't get in trouble, all right?
Habibi! Thanks, man. Thank you. Bye.
All right, man.
Thank you.
Maslama. All right, who's up next?
I like that hoodie, Fresh.
Oh, yeah.
Who's up next?
Cold.
We got a hater?
Cold in here, bro. Give me a second.
Deep Z.
Someone said he's an Indian. Yeah, but guys, he's in Saudi Arabia. He probably speaks some level of Arabic if he's in Saudi Arabia, bro.
Habibi!
You know?
0400, he says he has a critique.
All right, let's get 0400.
0400, you're up.
Yo, y'all can hear me?
Yo,
we got you.
Is Chris there?
Chris ain't here.
No.
All right, I had the critique for him. I don't know if y'all want me to, you feel me, still throw it out there.
Fresh water here, nigga. Go ahead.
I ain't gonna lie. Both Myron and Fresh are all ears.
Yeah, I don't care. They all ears. It's Chris as much as Fresh does, bro.
So, it's low-key on y'all niggas, too, because y'all got to get on y'all mans, bro. So, like, he be still gaming and nigga be drunk on Wednesdays and nigga, I'm seeing, like, in the gym. Obviously, I'm speaking from outside looking in, so.
Only
like, bro gotta tighten up. Like,
it ain't just Wednesdays, brother.
Yeah, bro. I don't know. What's up?
What he be doing, bro? What he be doing when he be streaming? Tell me.
Bro, as I said, just from the outside looking in, he be saying, like, Twitch stream and shit. Like, he be saying, you feel me? I'm just going off what I be seeing. Like I said, outside looking in. Don't he be, like, streaming games and shit like that?
So, basically, you're a snitch.
That boy snitching.
I'm a snitching.
Accusation!
On our mans, man. Why you snitching, bro? That's messed up, bro.
All right. So why are you condoning it? How am I a snitch, nigga? You need to be snitching on your mans, too, bro. That's a bad look.
Chris is a grown-ass man, right?
Right.
You.
I'm not saying he's not.
So you want to play games?
He got free will, bro. All right, I'm saying, though, like.
Let's play games.
But, bro, I'm just saying, all right, bro could play. All right, fuck. Let's disregard that, bro. Bro be drunk on Wednesdays, and nigga do not look like he be here in the gym. Like,
Wednesday, bro. He always say Wednesday.
He's talking about Henny Chris on a Wednesday. I'm like, yo, what's good with this nigga? Is he good? Like, bro, all right.
Yo.
W Chris, bro. W Chris.
Nah, I fuck with Chris Heavy, bro. I just want to know if bro, all right, you funny.
Yeah, no. Okay. So, to be fair, obviously, you know, we told Chris about his, like, drinking, but, again, he's a grown-ass man. He'll change when he needs to change, but, you know, it's just, it's Chris, man, you know what I'm saying? He can't say too much. What do you want us to do, bro? Like, Chris is my guy, but, like, no, you can't.
It's really mad love for Chris, bro. That nigga, he's solid, bro. I can tell he's solid.
Yo,
I don't know that.
That's Chris in the chat, bro. Wednesday drunk is the best drunk for him, bro. I'm telling you.
Nah, that nigga's
he kind of had a right to get drunk on Wednesday. That shit was bad, dude. Wednesday was tough, man.
Bro.
I'm going to give him a pass on that one, bro. Did you see that show? That girl was terrible, nigga.
Bro.
Come on, man.
Yeah, that was wild, bro. That was wild.
Yo, y'all heard? I could throw in one more thing real quick.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
So right now, right, I'm 22. My credit score like 790, 797. I got like 20K liquid. I'm making like six figures. I was just wondering what would be your advice for me financially, like
what do you do for work?
Sales.
That's good, man.
This is what I'll say, bro. Get 6 months of your living costs saved. Once you have that set, then we could talk about investing. Because sales, that's an up and down gig. 1 month might be great,
right.
Another month might not be. You know, you can get fired for not performing or whatever, so I want you to have a safety net. Have that 6 months of living expenses. It might be for you, depending on where you live. Where do you live? You live in New York or where do you live?
I'm in PA. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I'm in PA with it.
Are you in Philly? Where are you at specifically in PA?
Allentown. It's like the third largest city.
No shit, man. That's the hood, bro. Okay.
This nigga Myron is a geopolitical genius. He knows everything about the U.S. What the fuck?
Bro, Allentown. I've been around, bro. My thing is, bro, just save up 6 months, if not 6 months, at least 50K. And then once you have that,
right,
we could talk about investing. But you're in a fantastic position, bro. You're only 22 years old and you're making six figures a year, 20K saved up, save another 30, bro. put that money aside for a rainy day in case you're not performing, or you say, fuck this sales job, or you want to be an entrepreneur or something, head that money on the side and then go ahead and save up another 50 to 100, and then we could talk about investing.
Also, the whole time you're saving this money, bro, learn on the side about different investments,
yeah,
especially real estate as well.
Yep.
I would say that's going to be huge for you.
Watch our videos on that, bro. We literally just did a whole clinic on real estate.
I'll be tuning into all them shits, all the Money Mondays. I'll be awesome. Giving out a lot of, valuable shit. So.
By the time you're finished saving all this money, bro, you know what to do.
And, bro, the other thing I want to say, man.
I'll call right back in.
Please call back in. And, yo, no nigga shit, bro. Don't go to Philly and get some bottles. Don't go to fucking, Jersey. Don't go to Shoreside. None of that bullshit, bro. Like, yo, literally.
Bro, I'm going to keep it a buck 50 with you, bro. Like, I'm used to say I'm a rehabilitated nigga. I used to be on that goofy shit, bro, like buying designer. You feel me? Always smoking and shit. I quit smoking January 31st. I'm about to make a year with no weed. You feel me? I'll be really trying to focus up on, growth and shit like that.
So. Good, man. Good. Bro, you're on your way, man, my man. Just focus on going to the gym, bro. Don't spend money on no dumb shit. Fuck designer. Fuck the club. Fuck whores. Or fuck all that shit. Bro, just focus on making that money. The good thing is you're in Allentown, which is boring as fuck. Ain't nothing to do over there. Save that money and sit inside, bro.
All right, bro. I appreciate you telling me.
Yo, and especially where you're at. You don't have to spend anyway. Dirty niggas in Allentown, man. Bro, live way below your means. Make it look like you're a brokey.
I got you, bro. Say that. Yeah, because I'm not going to lie. Since I mentioned, rehabilitated and shit, now that I'm really, touching decent bread, I be feeling going crazy and shit like that, bond designer. Yeah. But, watching niggas like Yah, Tate, you feel me? Not that I wasn't thinking like that before, you feel me? It just lets me know that right now there is not the time in at least, history economically right now for the U.S., bro, for me to be spending bread on dumb shit like that. Like, every penny I make now has to be invested and, deployed wisely. So.
Yeah, and save that. Get that emergency savings first. And the other thing, too, I got to say this because you live in the inner city. All your friends that you had that were involved with some criminal shit, that were smoking weed all the time, they're on some loser shit, bro, cut them off.
I'm not going to lie. I've been type shit, did that. My new circle is, for example, my marketing manager and shit like that, bro, got he got 940K in crypto. I'm
good.
Really surrounding myself with people who, on a different type of time. Because I know, bro, the hood culture, bro, as you know what I'm saying, as thrilling as it may be, it's extremely detrimental, bro, to society and, just generally speaking. So, fortunately, I've been able to realize that a lot of niggas my age out here, bro, they not going to come to that realization. But
yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro.
And here's the thing, too. I'm telling you. You know what they're going to tell you? They're going to say, you switched up. Oh, you forgot where you're from? Oh, you're one of them niggas? They're going to try to shame you. They're going to try to fucking shit on you. They're going to try to, they're going to do everything in their power, bro, to drag you back in. Because remember, anytime you become successful, you make it out the hood, they're going to drag you back so that they could commiserate with you, bro. Fuck that shit. Never look back. Have friends with you that are either doing just as good as you, if not preferably better, bro. Any of these dirty hood niggas that you used to hang out with in Allentown or that you used to smoke with or play ball with, I don't give a fuck. Cut them all off, bro.
No, that's real, bro. That's real. I appreciate that. On some real shit, though, too, I would deadass, a couple years back, just, I guess, a year and a half back, I would tell them, yo, bro, we got to get on a different type of time. And the same shit you just said, bro, that cult rhetoric that, you switching up, you on a different type of time. And I'm like, yo, bro, why are we not on a different type of time? You feel me? Because that's how the hood culture is. They just...
Yeah,
it's like a crab in a bucket mentality for me. When you switching up for something better, they like, yo, bro, you gotta get back on time. And I'm like, nigga, we've been on the same shit since we was 14, 13, 15. For me, why are we not on to bigger and better things? But nah, you're right. You're 100% right, bro.
Bro, I'm telling you this because I've went through it myself, man. Oh, you a fed now? Oh, nigga, blah blah blah, bro. I got the most shit because I grew up in inner city too, and I was around these hood niggas, man, and it was great. We watched snack DVDs together and play ball together. It was great. But, bro, those people never grow up, man. So you got to grow up and get the fuck out of there and understand that you can't surround yourself with certain people anymore, especially when you got a good job, you got something to lose. Fuck that shit, man. Let them keep doing what they're going to do. Because trust me, if they want to change, they're going to come to you correctly. But if they're not going to change, man, then fuck that shit. But I will say this. For 22 years old, bro, you got your fucking life ahead of you, man. You're really going to – you're going to win if you keep going with this route. You're very wise. So – so just protect yourself and stay safe in Allentown because that's a very dangerous city, man. And don't surround yourself with idiots, bro. You're winning right now, okay?
Yo, I appreciate you heavily, bro. Much love.
All right, man. Take it easy.
All right, you too, bro.
My little brother, man. Goddamn. All right. Who's up next?
This one donated both on Streamlabs and Rumble. 9189.
Yo, y'all hear me?
We got you, brother.
You guys hear me?
Yep, we got you, man. Go
ahead. My boy, fresh, bro. It's been a minute. I haven't spoken to you guys in a minute, man. Sorry I made you look stupid last time, bro. I saw Satan the Center reacting to me and clowning you for some reason.
He clowned you, bro. He clowned you. You
I was going to Miami. I told her, yo, go on this show, find out about it. I was like, yo, how about this? Watch like the first 10 minutes, get the vibe of it, right? I want to show her like the nice parts before I get to raunchy, so that way I can see if I can get her to go on the show. She's watching it. Then you guys are saying, oh, if you're going to get on the show, like contact our producer, Chris. Chris, like, yo, call Doug, me, Aaron T. Paulson. Don't send me a paragraph. You show me your titties. And she's like, what the fuck? Like, I don't want to have to show some guy my titties to get on the show. And I thought about it. I'm like, yo, that's a bad look to have the producer of a show say that type of shit. And I was like, yo, listen, man. You guys got to check this nigga on his dumb shit because it's not a good look. The brand already has a bad reputation. The last thing you want to have is people being like, yo, I don't want to go on a show because the producer is saying, you got to show titties, Steven, come on the show. It feels kind of like a wine scene situation.
You know, he's joking, right?
Yeah, just fucking around, bro. Like, yo, what the fuck?
Man, I'm not joking. I'm saying, like, my bad, that wrong. I know he's joking. I'm surprised he even understood what he was saying. But, like, at the same time, too, it's just not a good look. But that's just part of why I called, right? I called because I was thinking of an idea to help the show because I hate seeing other niggas take your idea and go further with it. Like, I'm watching, not further in terms of, like, reach, but they're, like, copying everything Myron says, they're copying the platform, the camera angles, they're copying all aspects of the game. But I'm like,
people are gonna copy us. Yo, bro, people have copied us, but I don't think they've taken it further than we have, man. I mean,
I mean, in terms of, like, I keep seeing them on, like, the IG reel. That's the thing. I'm not gonna say their name, but, like, it's like, pardon?
Like they're doubling down or tripling down on the copying?
Yeah, bro. Doubling, tripling, quadrupling down. I got their names. I want to give them a free publication or nothing like that. But, like, it just seems as though that's the case, right?
The numbers? Bro, keep in mind, like, well, our competitors, we have our audience split on YouTube and on Rumble, and we're still smoking them on numbers, bro. Like, it's funny because people try to sit there and say, oh, Fresh and Fit fell off. And I'm like, wait, how? Everyone that copies us, we smoke them on numbers, and we got our audience split on Rumble. Bro, the worst thing that could happen for our competitors is for us to only stream on just YouTube or some shit like that. We would kill them if we did that. We have our audience split, and we're still smacking people because the way the YouTube algo works, I'm about to give you all some game right now. The way YouTube works is when you're streaming, the more people you have on your live stream, the more people they push over to you to watch it. So it's a compounding effect of viewers coming over. But for us, since we have our audience split, it's tough to get that same push in the algo that we used to get when we used to only stream on YouTube. And we have our audience split. We're still doing really good numbers on YouTube despite the fact that we're split. Bro, the worst thing that we can do for our competitors is go live on YouTube only. That would absolutely destroy them. Our numbers are half of what they should be on YouTube because we have our audience split. Most people nowadays just go to Rumble straight up because Rumble actually has a better if you watch it on Rumble, you can watch it at a higher level and get, like, the full power of the camera. So, I mean, bro, people could copy at the end of the day. Like, bro, we're playing handicap and still smacking these niggas, man.
Yeah, actually, no cap. Yeah, you're right. Because I try to use Rumble app every once in a while. That shit be trash sometimes. I'm not even going to lie to you, man. It, like, crashes on me. But all that aside, though, I was going to recommend the idea
on
the show.
You want Safari.
Simple.
You got to go on the app, bro.
Pardon?
You got to go on the
app. I have the app, bro. I have the app. I have redownloaded, like,
don't you got an Android? I remember talking to you before. You got an Android, don't you?
You got an Android?
Yeah, I got a Pixel. Pixel 8.
Yo, call her real quick. What's your background, man? Where are you from?
I'm from Trinidad.
Oh, yes, stupid.
Okay,
so you're telling me, right?
Boy, yo, man, I'm talking about you.
You're talking about me, right? You should have a higher IQ than most people because you're from the islands, right? Should have a high IQ. So let me ask you this. What do you do for a living?
Yes, sir. So it's breaking up for some reason. What did you say?
No, what do you do for a living?
Me, I real estate, and I also work in the transportation industry.
Okay. Random question, but like in this case, you do real estate, right? And you watch a podcast.
Mm.
So your assumptions and opinions, right? What are they based on? You like the show? You don't like the show? I'm just curious.
Oh, my assumptions and opinions are based off of, like, my experience with the information. I've used, like, the information you guys given and, like, embarked in my life. And I've seen, like, my money go up. I've seen my situation get better. And I've seen it help other people. I just hate seeing other niggas who are just talking about just women get ahead because they're seeing the hold in FNS game and going, yo, we can fill this gap in and we can take this and run with it. Or we can fill this gap in, we can take it and run with it. I'm just like, yo, these are the people who were basically the pioneers in this whole niche of content. I want to see them keep winning because they're the first one to put me onto the game, right? So for me, right, when I see that there's holes in the game, and it's almost like you see Shaq. Shaq, for some fucking reason, never learned how to shoot jump shots. His free throw was ass, and he was the best friggin' player in the league for years. But he could have been the greatest all time if he just worked on his shooting. And the way I see you guys is like Shaquille O'Neal and the Lakers. It's like, yo, you're getting mad buckets. You're scoring mad points. Yo, working your jump shot. It's not that hard. So
you're
like,
saying the jump shot is crucial?
That's my perspective on the
content. Jump shot is crucial right now? What's the jump shot? Identify the jump shot for us. Go ahead. What's the jump shot then?
The jump shot for me, right, is just like looking at the content and just tailoring in a way that is just, it doesn't come across repetitive and like beating a dead horse. A lot of the people in like the subreddit on Telegram, they've been talking about the fact that it seems like if you watch one after hours, you've heard them all, right? Even though I personally see it as like different information being dropped, right? People were saying there should be more segmented, like parts of the show.
Here's the thing. I pay very close attention to a lot of the subreddit people and all the other shit. And I look at the comments, I look at the critiques, etc. And I've realized that when we do shit really good, or if we show we switch up topics, we bring in new lines of questioning, lie detectors, all this other stuff. There's not one mention of that shit. Since we've moved to the new studio, we've switched it up a lot, bro. With new questions, new topics, new themes, reacting to certain videos. There's no mention of that ever. It's always this is repetitive, blah blah.
Yeah, I'll be
to like old shit. And my thing is, like, we've been, like, switching shit up and moving things along, but nobody refers to that. They only want to talk about negative. So, obviously, you got to take some of that with a little bit of a grain of salt. Obviously, for me, I got thick skin. I don't have an issue, like, looking at haters' comments and stuff like that and approving things that need to be improved. But here's the other thing, too, you got to remember. That's why we don't only do after hours. Because unfortunately, when you talk with modern women, a lot of them think the same way. And since a lot of them think the same way, what does it do? It proves and reaffirms what we tell you guys on this side of the internet. A lot of girls are very high-minded and think the same shit regardless of education level, etc. Regardless of what we talk about, regardless of what questions come up, it always, you know, obviously we're going to try to switch it up. And here's the other thing, too, that I was talking about fresh about this shit. I'll give y'all another reason why we seem repetitive to people is because y'all niggas watch our competitors who copy us all fucking day. Did you guys ever think about that?
Think about it.
If you watch Fresh and Fit, right? Then you go and you watch a fucking whatever. You go watch a Pearl. You go watch these other niggas that are doing the same shit we're doing, asking the same questions, taking my talking points for fucking beta, right? You go ahead and you watch all that shit. Then you come back to Fresh and Fit. Of course it's going to sound redundant because you guys are watching copy our shit over and over and over and over. Here's the other thing, too. A lot of critics won't fucking admit. A lot of our critics that say, oh, y'all are repetitive, blah, blah, blah. Y'all niggas sit there and go watch our competitors that take my shit, and then you come back and watch me and say you're repetitive. No, it's because you watch me 4 or 5 times over with copycats saying the same shit that I say. Of course it's going to come off as repetitive. I didn't hear nobody say nothing about repetitive in 2020, 2021, maybe into 2022 a little bit because all the copycats had it caught on and wasn't doing the same shit that we were doing. But now y'all niggas watch those guys. and then you come back and watch us, and it sounds repetitive. No, subconsciously, you're watching the same shit over and over and over again, and they're saying the same shit that I've been saying for years. Yeah, and let me tell you another thing, because I went back and I actually watched old film on some of our older videos back in 2021, et cetera. We were more repetitive back fucking then than we are now. That's when it hit me, and I was like,
yeah, you were, bro.
Not that we're that repetitive. It's that everyone is copying us, and you niggas watch those guys that copy us. Then you come back and watch us. Yo, you're repetitive. I know what Myron's going to say before he even says it. It's because you watch all my fucking sons say the same shit that I've been saying for years. That's why it's repetitive. There you fucking go. Because I went back, and looked at the fucking film. We were way more repetitive back in 2021 than we are now. Bro, we are way more innovative now. Way more. But you know what? It's repetitive because y'all niggas watch a fucking bitch-ass competition and watch them literally say the same shit I've been saying for verbatim. Of course it's going to come repetitive. That's the cold hard truth that our critics don't want to fucking admit. You losers are out there watching fucking Brian and Pearl and all these niggas jack the sauce. They come back and tell me I'm repetitive. Fuck you. We're not repetitive. Them niggas are copying us, and you fucking guys were watching them all day. Yeah. What are you? What the hell? These niggas are repetitive. No. Stop watching them.
Because there was one show.
Yeah. No, you got it. I didn't mean to interrupt you. My bad, Chris. I mean to cut you off.
Go ahead, man.
You gotta add to that list, bro. This nigga with the half fade, half fucking ponytail at the top of his head, like me and Coolio from the No Food Gazy podcast, bro. He said, my girl sent me a reel, and it was this dude saying verbatim exactly what you said. But he said it in a way that came off suave, and she, like, ate it up. Because you personally, she hears so much F and F, she's like, yo, that's just getting annoying now, right? But I agree with you. People listen to too much of the RP stuff, and they basically RP masturbate, and they just listen to the same shit over and over again. What I'm saying, though, to take the content to the next level is to, because these girls, they use you guys as a platform to get OnlyFans subs from the Sims. My bad. I don't know if you guys are off Twitch, but like the Sims and who are listening right now. And I would say use those bitches to farm content on Reels, on TikTok. Ask them questions that you know is going to lead to some ratchet fucking answer, and then take those answers and clip it. Because if these bitches are going to use you, might as well use them. And on top of that, too.
Where are you, bro? My fucking Instagram has went up like hundreds of thousands of followers in the past time. But here's the thing, bro. Instagram isn't a real app, and we're banned on TikTok. So it is what it is with that. You know, our shorts channel is actually doing really good. It's 30 million views right now, our clips channel. But and here's the other thing. Yo, shout out to all the guys that repost us back to Roots and all those other guys. I got y'all whitelisted so y'all can post our shit for all the people out there. Yo, who else is letting y'all use clips? And like, and they're making money off of it, too, and that's fine.
A living.
But my point is this, bro. Look, no hate to the other platforms that want to take our stuff or whatever. But what I'm saying is this. No one complained about us being repetitive back in 2021, and I went back and we were repetitive as fuck back in 2021. We really didn't start innovating until all the copycats fucking came in, right, which we'll take accountability for that. Once the copycats came in, we started innovating more. But the thing is that when you watch them, and they literally take all my talking points, and then you come back and watch me, of course it's going to sound repetitive. Of course, bro, because people are addicted to watching women get shit on all day, so they're like, oh, shit, let me see this. And then they watch it, and it's like, oh, whoa, it's like fresh and fit again and again. So the one thing I'll say, if y'all don't want it to be so repetitive, stop watching the fucking copycats then. I don't know what else to say.
Hey, bro, I don't watch them.
But,
yeah,
I don't watch them. I don't watch them. I just see the clips. But one thing I was going to add, too, like, you guys should have if we call in all the time, and we know half these niggas calling in on Sims. We should have a segment, like, for example, something where it's like a Sim story, where a dude explains how he Sims. You break it down as to why, like, that Sim is wrong. You get other people to chime in on it. You can get super chats and people chiming in, right? You get the Sim story, so you get something that's clippable. You can add to the clip channel. And on top of that, too, with the Sim stories, you can get guys, you can give out information so guys understand how they could be simping, falling into the trap of simping without actually knowing it. Because I've seen situations before where dudes didn't know they were going to simp.
Look, no matter what we do, understand people are going to copy us, bro. That's just the reality. No matter what we do.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
I've already seen some split screen copies. You're going to start seeing niggas use lie detectors. You're going to start seeing dudes do couples therapy. Like, no matter what we do, people are going to copy. That's just the burden of being the number one podcast and, you know, being the innovator. It's fine. It's just that they don't got the sauce, man. They could try to, replicate, but they'll never necessarily innovate. It is what it is. As far as, like, some of these other things you mentioned, Chris, you know, he's going to always joke around and say dumb shit. And then as far as the Sim stories, that's something we could do. That's going to definitely come up when we do the couple story. But we have done the Sim stories, actually.
way back in the day. But again, Myron's right though. Ultimately, we're fresh and fit. No one's gonna be us. We can copy us, but they don't sauce.
Yeah.
And also, our network of people that we have met throughout the years, or for example, months, it's extensive, bro. And also, our support behind these companies at Rumble and other creators, locals, like, you can't buy that. You can't fake that. That's built off relationships. Yeah. And you can copy the formula of the sauce.
And here's the other thing, too, man.
Can't be sold.
Keep it a million with y'all. They don't give a fuck about it, bro. Because, like, they're not doing Money Mondays. They're not doing Womanizer Wednesdays. They're not breaking down cultural things going on. Like, they're not teaching y'all how to be better men. Like, bro, who else is doing a call-in show where they're giving you guys real-time advice on how to do things? We just saved the guy from fucking making a really bad decision and marrying a Vietnamese chick, and that probably was going to use
him. And hold on. Also, as well, you're forgetting. This is not a two-man partnership. This is a team. People you see working online, they don't have a real team. They have workers. You can't beat that, bro.
Yeah. But here's the thing, man. Good critiques, bro. I get it. But, like, the thing is, I literally went back, and I was like, because as y'all know, I'm fucking obsessed. People can say whatever the fuck they want to say. I'm obsessed with, like, beating competition. And I looked, and I was like, God damn, our content 2021 was even more repetitive. But then I was like, oh, because all these fucking guys came out and started saying the same shit I've been saying. If you watch that, of course it's going to inevitably come off as, yo, this is repetitive. It's because y'all watching the same shit over and over and over of all the people trying to copy us.
Don't forget, girls will say the same shit because...
And girls say the same dumb shit.
They think the same shit.
Because, I mean...
And it's different all over.
Like, these girls
Canada,
are, yeah, bro.
Dubai, friggin' England.
Women think the same, bro. Like, that's the other thing, too. Like, people think, like, really think, like, oh, yo, she's educated. She's going to be different. Bro, we brought college girls on here.
Yeah.
Last panel we had on, no girls, only fans, but one of the densest panels ever. Like,
and then the last part about this is that, like, even with our content, the supporters that actually support us, rock with us, you can't buy that either.
Yeah.
You can't fake that either.
I tell y'all all the time, man, don't just watch After Hours. Too many guys just watch After Hours, and they're like, oh, bro, this is repetitive, blah, blah, blah. Stop watching After Hours, bro. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I think our best content is the shit that isn't After Hours, personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
I'm actually glad.
I would have never bought real estate.
Because I think that's going to be our flagship show, because that breaks down in real time. What's happening? Most of you guys in here have a girlfriend or a wife, and it shows in real time what you're doing wrong.
Yeah.
That thing is incredible.
Be ready for everybody to copy us, man.
Yeah.
My biggest tip to everyone that might say, yo, you guys are repetitive, blah, 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 stop watching our copycats, bro. I promise y'all, that will help you guys a lot. Like, trust me.
You guys heard me out. I said my thing, right? I'm really happy you guys listened. I wish Chris was here because I could roast him. I've been looking to roast this dude for a long time. He keeps ducking out, bro. What's up with him not showing up for a fucking call-in show?
He hates y'all niggas, man. All right, who's up next? Let's get the next caller in, bro. And yo, guys, from this point forward, we're gonna go 50 and up because we got a lot of people on the line, so we're gonna have to make it quick with every person because I want to get as many people through the line as possible.
Let's go ahead.
I saw you probably going through something really important right now. 7102. I saw you on stream live.
Oh shit!
Hello? We got you, man.
Yo, what's up?
7102.
All right,
you said this really
we can hear your dogs.
Go ahead, man. Hit us with your question.
I went outside. Okay. Yeah. I need help, man. So I'm 22. I make about like $2,400 a week. I mean, a month. I work for my dad, and I'm looking to take over the business. Maybe I don't know what to do, and I'm also interested in getting a property. And I understand that like making $2,400 a month isn't enough. And I mean, I do have my side business, which is I'm in a band, and I make like around $200.
Cut off.
We missed that part. You make around $200 with your band?
You cut off. Are you there?
Are you going to cancels or what?
Good.
I think he's outside.
Yeah, probably bad reception.
Probably,
all right, let's hit the next caller, and then when he calls back, Mo.
But he sounds defeated, man. I mean, bro, like, don't give up, bro.
I'm gonna keep you in a rotation.
Yeah. Let's get the next guy in.
All right. This one donated $70 on Streamlabs.
9701, you are up.
Let's go.
What's good, fresh and fit?
Yo, what's up, man?
So I did my question on the thing. So I'm 21. I got 34,000. My credit score is 762, and I have one property, but it's not, nothing's built on it yet. I bought it with it.
It's land?
Not being finished yet. Yeah, I'm planning on building. I'm going to subdivide it so that it'll be worth $200,000. I'm planning on building two duplexes on each. And I just want to know what else I should do to invest.
Where's the land located?
Oh, I'm actually in Alaska.
Oh, wow. Shit.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you got land in Alaska. How much did you pay for it?
I paid $80,000 3 years ago because I fished a lot in high school, so I made a lot of money there.
Okay.
And $80,000, and since all the inflation happened, I subdivided it. Now it's worth $200,000.
Okay. So are you sure? I mean, bro, if I were in your position, I would sell that shit and go buy a property, because the thing is that with land, bro, you can't depreciate it. You don't get the same tax benefits as having land. Unless you want to go ahead and actually go through the rigor and roll of building a property. But, I mean, might be better to just sell it off and then go ahead and buy something that's already made so you can enjoy the depreciation and cost segregation that comes from that versus building a whole new, you know, thing for yourself now.
Alaska, bro.
Oh, okay, yeah. So right now I'm working on a tugboat, and I'm almost a captain, and I'm making $850 a day. And next year I'll be making $950 a day. But the only downfall about that is I'm always gone. Like, I'm maybe gone maybe 280 days out of the year. So.
Then, dude, fuck that. You need a property that's a turnkey. Like, you need something that's a turnkey and then someone that can manage it for you. So you definitely don't want to have a property where you're building on it, because let me tell you a dirty secret. If you want to go ahead and have contractors and build a property, all that other shit, you better be at the fucking job site to make sure niggas are working.
Yeah. Cause you'll
pay them,
I mean? And they won't do shit.
Yeah. So you know what I mean? And then on top of that, they'll tell you, oh, we'll get it done in 3 months, 6 months, blah, blah.
Nope.
It's going to really take, be prepared for it to be 20% more. It's going to be, they say 6 months is going to take 8 months to a year. So dude, I would say with you being busy all the time, you're out of sea, you're fishing, you got real shit to worry about. I'll say this, save more money, hold on to that property, let it appreciate a little bit more. Once it appreciates at an acceptable level where you can go ahead and buy a turnkey property, sell that fucking land and go buy a turnkey property, which means it's ready to go that you can rent right away. And then that way you'll be able to go ahead and get some real tax benefits from it, and you'll be able to get some cash flow versus having the headache of hiring contractors to build it out for you. Fuck that shit, bro. You're too busy. You got a real fucking job that you got to do that requires your attention.
And you're never home, bro.
And you're never home, man.
Damn.
So that's the dirty side about hiring contractors that no one will tell you. You need someone on the job site to keep those motherfuckers accountable, bro, and you don't have time for that shit. So hold that a little bit longer, continue to save money, sell that bitch, and then buy a turnkey property and hire a manager to deal with that. And that's going to be a lot easier than hiring someone to be there on site for days on end, for months on end, until the project is actually completed. And then you got to find tenants and all this other bullshit. Nah, man, fuck that. Permits? Nah, man. It's not worth it, dude.
All right, sweet. Yeah, that's awesome. Can I ask you, Myron, can I ask you a question?
Only
what,
if it's fast.
What keeps you going, man? What keeps you going?
An unrelenting need to beat the competition, man. Every time people talk shit and say, yo, Fresh Fit is falling off, or anyone says some bullshit about, you know, Abba and Preach got them or some bullshit like that, or one of these haters like Playback makes a fucking reaction video to us, it just fuels the fire for us to continue to show why we lapped them in the first place. And a lot of these YouTubers are jealous of our success because we've only been in the game for 3 years and we're at what, over 1.5 million subs, being demonetized, losing 40,000 subscribers, being hated on, being one of the most, you know, ostracized YouTubers, people talking shit about us on end. But we provide more value, and you can't, you know, when you provide value that is, you can't debate it, it's irrefutable, we save lives, etc. We're just continuing to grow and continuing to win. And, you know, at the end of the day, the haters are going to get what's coming to them. You know, Abba's eventually going to get beat up in a boxing match. It's going to happen, either him or one of his fucking cronies. And it is what it is, man, and we're going to continue to win because I refuse to fucking lose. We will not lose, bro. That's what it is. That's what keeps me going. Fuck the haters, man.
All right, man. Hey, 2 more years. I'm going to be selling the show with you, roasting bitches. All right? Jesus is king. Talk to you guys later.
All right, man. Keep killing it. Shout out to Alaska. But yeah, guys, that's what keeps me motivated, bro. I hate the competition, man, so bad that I'm like, yo, I'm going to smoke these motherfuckers, man. Whether it's people that are critical of us, that talk shit about us, or people that try to copy us, I say, okay, we're going to remind you guys why you copied us in the first place, motherfuckers. That's how I look at it. No one will beat us. No one will ever come close. If they try to copy, replicate some shit, oh, well, we're going to switch it up and have some new shit. So yep. It is what it is, man. Who's up next?
We have 2000.
Hello.
Hey. Yeah, go ahead, bro.
How's it going?
Yeah.
So, man,
what's up, man?
So I'll hit you guys with a question. So I watch you guys and FedEx Fearless, and the thing I'm realizing from him, and I want to get your perspective on this, is that he talks about not doing monk mode. So basically, he believes that, and focusing on yourself, you shouldn't completely isolate yourself from women. But my thing is, like, and I want to get your opinion on this, if you are, like, 22, 23, and you still find yourself struggling with girls, is it better to just, you know, keep working on your looks and getting your money up and then just kind of leaving the girls thing to the side? Because, again, I'm not really going out right now. Yeah, what's your take on that real quick?
So every creator is going to have their take on things, obviously speaking. We don't always agree on certain topics, but I will say this about FedEx.
Yeah.
He's very good at what he does. But for us, you know, I think most of our people that we're around, celebrities, people that are successful, they took a break from girls to make it to where they are today. Now, as a man, if you decide, okay, I know my weaknesses, I know my issues, is taking a break going to help me move forward? And for most of you, it probably will. I would say if you're that guy that's having issues with girls and you can't focus, you can't really walk into what you need to focus on, yeah, bro, take a long-ass break, much as you need, get on your feet, get focused, and then move forward. But again, like, FedEx really has his opinions, that's his opinion, but we believe that you should take a break if you need a break to move forward.
The thing is, bro, for you to get ahead, you're going to have to take a period of time where you're focused on yourself, you know, and at some point, you know, whether it's purposeful or not on purpose, you're going to have to take a time where you're focusing on yourself and girls are just going to have to take a backseat. And you might inadvertently put yourself in a monk mode. The other thing, too, you got to understand about FedEx Fearless, he was a Division I athlete in college. He went to the gym. He got his shit together early on in his life. Let's keep it 1,000. A lot of y'all aren't Division I athletes or former Division I athletes. A lot of y'all didn't have a good rudimentary foundation in the gym and train really hard, etc. He had a lot of his things set up by the time he was already in his early 20s, which is fantastic. But a lot of guys, they need to get kicked in the ass a little bit more in life, whether maybe they didn't play a Division I sport in college, or maybe they weren't disciplined in their 20s. Maybe they did a bunch of dumb shit in their late teens, etc. He, fortunately for him, didn't drink, didn't smoke, etc., and was able to get there quicker, where he was able to just say, okay, I've maxed out my looks. I got my money together. I could just go get bitches, right? And then he also put himself in a winning position being in Colombia as well, right, in a more favorable sexual marketplace to where he was appreciated. So you also got to look sometimes at how people did things and then reassess yourself and see, okay, did I earn the privilege to be able to do it or be able to move like him? A lot of y'all keep it 1,000 at 22 years old. They're not going to be accomplished like him. Division I athlete, great physique, in good shape. Put yourself in a foreign country where you're going to have a better likelihood of getting women. A lot of guys haven't earned that right to be able to do that at a young age, man. That's the reality. The guy set himself up to win, right? And a lot of people don't wake up until later on. A lot of guys don't wake up until they're 22 sometimes, and they don't realize, damn, I need to stop smoking pot. I need to get in the gym. I need to get my shit together. I need to stop being a bum. So it might take a guy going 6 months, 1 year, where he's focusing on himself and being monk mode to get his shit together to make up for the years that he lost being a fucking moron. So every guy is different. Everyone's path is different. But at some point, everyone that I know that is successful has some level of a monk mode where they focus on themselves, making money, going to the gym for a period of time. Maybe it's 3 months. Maybe it's 1 month. Maybe it's a year. But everyone has to take that time at some point, depending on where they are in life. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. But I would say then, what's your solution after the 6 months of the year where I'm grinding? Because, like, what if, let's say, I do the transformation? Like, okay, I already have my college degree. I'm out here. I'm actually in L.A. doing my thing. I'm not making that much money, but I'm doing, like, acting and stuff like that.
What's your solution once I do make it? Because then how is that still going to solve my issues with girls? Because just because you self-improve, that doesn't necessarily translate over to women. And I think that's what I'm starting to realize that too. So
yeah,
I think you have a solution for that.
You're still going to want to be social and not be an idiot. It's not like you're like saying, oh, girls, like you still want to be social and try to get dates here or there, whatever it may be, but it's not going to be your focus anymore. And the thing is, bro, you're in a very competitive sexual marketplace being in LA. That's very expensive. You can't afford to be a brokey out there, man.
So I get what you're saying, caller. And this is a battle that most men have to deal with because obviously we want to get laid, but still make money too. So what you can do is this is what I kind of what I did as well. You focus on yourself, make that a priority. And I did that for almost a year and a half. But the moment I felt confident enough, had enough money in the bank, I was actually like more focused and more driven. That point, I said, you know what? I'm going to start dating again. So I was on dating apps. I was on like, you know, certain websites, start dating. But it was only after I finished working. So I worked the whole day on my business and then, of course, my job. And then once that's done and I'm free, then I'll go on dates. But only after my work did I go on dates and have fun. So you're putting as a priority work first. Then when you're free, some spare time, you go on a date or two, but the focus is still work, and that's your drive-in focus work. That way you don't get rusty, and you still have that game you could learn from experience and from actually taking action out in the field.
Cool. All right, man. Let's hit the next caller.
All right.
Yeah, I was just saying thank you, guys, and I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
No worries, man.
Cool, bro.
All right, man. All right, who's up next?
Damn, it's cold in here, bro. God damn. Your niggas not cold.
This one is from Castle Club 2788.
Go ahead, bro.
2788.
Yo.
Yo.
What up,
yo,
man?
What's up? And you guys rock. First of all, you guys helped save my marriage, so appreciate you.
W. Shout out to you, bro.
Yeah. Let's see. Great. What's up?
How long you been married?
2 years.
Cool. All right. What's your question, man? Hit us with your question. We got a lot of people
online.
We've
been together 14 years. Yeah, for sure. Let's see. I'm a trucker, and I'm very proud that I still have my six-pack, and I just wanted to let that one guy, you answered one of his questions a few weeks ago about his diet on the road, like talking about his macros and everything. One other quick suggestion, mainly for him or maybe some other truckers, because everyone I see who are truckers are like super overweight, super obese, and it doesn't have to be the case because I've been doing this for years. What I did when I went to go take my showers like every other day or whatever every day is I brought bands and resistance bands with me and tubing into the showers with me, did a 15-20 minute workout full body, and did that like pretty much every day or every other day because I had to shower. So I'm in the shower, it's private, and I did a full body workout. So I'm like, there's no excuses to be fat. Plus what you said with the macros, that helps out too. And if I need a snack, I had like popcorn or whatever when I was driving, and I had really healthy stuff in my fridge and freezer in my sleeper. So there's really no excuse. So hopefully that guy's listening or can, you know, listen to the replay. I hope that helps. But one very quick suggestion, and I'm out. When you guys do the DeLulu calculator thing, which I love, that thing's awesome, very credible too, can you guys play like a sound bite, you know that Saw movie?
Oh, playing the game?
Let's play a game.
Yeah, let's play a game.
I need to get that sound effect back. I had it. Yeah, I'll get it back.
Do that one.
All right, cool. We'll get that sound effect back. Thanks for reminding us. All right, who's up next?
For sure. That's it. Love you guys. See ya.
Good tip. Working on the shower, though.
He would have to make another folder for you.
Sounds like he's in the shower now.
Oh, shit. No, I'm just dropping in the Telegram chat, and then it'll go on Bill's computer.
Yeah. W caller.
All right, man. Shout out to you, bro.
All right,
who's up next? Let's get a hater on the line, man. Goddamn.
Let's play a game.
Keep going. This person donated $60, 6907. 6907, you're up.
Hello.
We got you, man.
Hello. Hey, how y'all doing, man? I'm sorry about the background. If y'all hear cars, since I'm watching my cousin, but I just want to make this quick. So I came home from the military a year ago to learn my grandfather's fence business. I've been getting VA disability since January, and I'm in welding school as well. And I'm just, you know, trying to get y'all's opinion if I'm, you know, on the right path so far. And I have a big decision to make as far as my marriage. I've been separated from my wife for an entire year, and I know it's probably better for me to just, you know, leave that situation alone. But I want y'all's opinion on everything that I just spoke about.
So your home, you're getting government funding, well, from the military, and you're wondering if you should end your marriage? Is the 1 year separated?
Well, yeah, you know, want the best advice on what I should do about that, and, you know, just as far as, like, what I'm doing career-wise, like, if I'm, you know, on a decent path so far.
Give me one more time what you're doing for your job.
So my grandfather, he has a fence business. He's had the business for 34 years, and I'm just learning things from him. And I'm also in school for welding. I have 7 months left.
Okay. So, yeah, man, I mean, you have a job right now helping your grandfather with his business. You're learning a skill for welding. I mean, honestly, bro, I would say the biggest thing is probably your marriage, bro, because that's going to weigh you down mentally, probably physically as well, just thinking about it all the time. Mm-hmm. So yeah, get out, bro. I mean, you said you've been separated for a year, so, I mean, at this point, just end it. Now, do you have kids, though?
No, we don't have no kids.
Okay, so what's holding you back from just saying goodbye forever? Still love her, or...
I think that's like my biggest flaw when it comes to relationships. I just love hard, and I know that's a bad thing to do, but it's just how I always been. And
see,
you know, I'm real cool with her parents and everything.
This helps me kind of like evade mm-hmm. that love, because I get it. We all love a girl or love mm-hmm. someone because we want to have, you know, live that happy white fence and house and lifestyle. But get a piece of paper, right? Pen and paper. And then make 2 columns.
Yeah.
Put what she does for you. And okay. So list all of her positives, all her negatives. And for the most part, I think most guys look at only the positives, but not negatives. But if you put on a piece of paper, you look at it face to face, you can kind of see, okay, she does 4 good things and 10 bad things for my life. This is going to help me move forward or not. And I think for most people, they get married to somebody and then they finally see their flaws, and it's like, okay, let's do this again. So there are positives and negatives, and you realize, damn, this woman's actually bad for me. And from a logical standpoint, it makes sense. But when your heart's involved in it, bro, you can't really see what's happening, it's tough. So, I mean, is she actually helping you with your progress? Is she helping you with your welding, learning skill, with your business? Is she helping you move forward? If not, bro, then it's just going to hurt you, and I want to say the end of it. So...
I appreciate that, man. And I guess the last thing, you know, and I told you that I'm in school for welding and I'm, you know, learning fence work from my grandfather. I mean,
yeah.
Like, how do you, like, feel about all that? Because I'm making a decision, like, as far as, like, do I want to, like, what route I want to go down once I'm, like, full-time employed with welding or at least part-time. You know, I want to be able to take my VA money and invest it into the business and eventually get into real estate.
Well, I can see that you are going to do welding. That's going to be one of your main things as well, and in the business. So, I mean, honestly, for you, bro, like, you got to decide what's going to be your main gig. But ultimately, if you can actually do the welding
mm-hmm.
and then put money from your VA or from your main job into your business for your grandfather, you can expand it, and at the same time, make both work. So I think on some level, you having a main career and having your side business, which is your grandfather's, is good, because most guys just focus on one thing and then they sell into that. By having 2 things, one is your baby that you're going to help create and kind of like, you know, level up. And then one is your main job. I mean, I think that's a good setup, man, honestly.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it, man. I'm just trying to take everything one day at a time and, like you said, just decide the best route and what would be my main thing. Because I don't want to like, I got planned before, like, age 40, so.
Yeah, but yeah, bro, dude, you sound kind of defeated as well. You got to turn it around, man. Like, look at the positives in life. Look at where you're going. There's a lot going for you, man. You got family that cares about you. You got a career. You got a business as well. I mean, bro, the shit that you're worried about, bro, I can guarantee you, bro, she ain't worried about you like that. So just leave her, man. Move forward. Get your welding on deck. Add to the business, and then you should be good to go from there.
Hey, thanks, right, man. God bless y'all, man. I appreciate that.
Thanks for calling in,
we
bro.
Got you, bro. Love, man.
All right, who's up next?
You got it, bro.
This person says he has he's here to challenge Myron.
Sure.
Doing it on Streamlabs.
Go ahead, man.
5441. 5441, you're up.
Go ahead, right. Bro.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
We got you.
What's up, guys? So I have a challenge for Myron, and mm-hmm. I have a few ideas. I'm going to try to spit them out real quick because I know it's other college. So one thing I think you guys could start the show with asking the ladies, in general, do men know anything about makeup? Or in general, are men clueless about makeup? And, of course, I'm going to say, then throughout the show, whenever they start saying, well, not all men this, not all men that, but then you just ask them, are there men that know how to do makeup? They'll be like, yeah, so how come you didn't bring that up? You know what I mean? Because how come they didn't bring it up when you ask them about makeup? You know what I mean? Basically.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
What's your challenge? Go ahead, man.
What are you saying, bro?
Oh, okay. This challenge is for Myron.
Sure.
So basically, let's go into dream world. Myron, you and your number one are sitting at a pool at a resort.
All right.
Sitting at a pool at a resort. You're laying down, getting the sun. And then she decides to go to, you know, take a little dip in the pool. But she slips, hits her head, and falls in the deep end. Now, do you want to be able to save her, or do you want a Chad to jump in and get her?
I'm going to go get her.
Oh, you can't swim.
Oh, yeah,
he's
20.
Swim.
I'm going to go get her, bro. I'm going to fucking swim. I'm going to go get her.
That was really good.
I mean, I can't swim either, but I'm saying, like, I want – it'll be nice for you to overcome your fear of that, because that'll be a good challenge you could put on Preston's blog, and then you'll just kind of motivate us to be better, just like Preston's trying to lose weight, just like Chris ain't doing shit, but he should be. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you don't want a Chad to jump in and get her.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, bro. I sit like a rock, but I would go get her ass, bro. She ain't dying on my watch.
Well, he brought up a good challenge, man.
All right.
Overcome it on stream.
But you want someone to check. I'm going to end up saving both of you guys.
I have a cool TV.
Bro. I'm going to be giving Myra and her mouth to mouth.
What the fuck? What are you talking about, nigga?
Wait, hold on. Well, Myron said he's going to jump in, but he's going to sink too. He'll be saving both of you guys.
Alright. Okay. Anything else, bro?
Bumbocard! Oh, yeah. Okay, so a woman telling a guy to be monogamous is like telling a millionaire just to stick to one stream of income when he had seven.
Alright. Fair.
Damn.
Alright, man.
Knowledge, bro. Knowledge!
Cool. We got a bunch of people on the line, bro, so I'm gonna move on. And thank you for calling in, alright?
All right.
You say you can't swim. Think of the whole thing was get something. Okay.
All right.
What's up next? We have 8103. You're up. 8103. You're up. 8103.
Right.
Go ahead.
I'm in a 4-year relationship. Started when I was in 20 and she was 19. Basically, long story short, we started the relationship. I was pretty well off. I was 20 years old, had a salary of $90K, was doing mortgage. COVID happened. Mortgage took a tank. My job had a lot of investment income, about 40 grand, and I became 21.
decided I can drink alcohol now, and became an alcoholic. I got pissed drunk a lot, and I'd wake up, where the fuck am I? My girlfriend, however, was always there. I feel like she really showed her loyalty. There'd be times where she cleaned me up from the throw-up, and it was really bad. I even lost a tooth, and she was still there. She's still here. And I picked myself up, third year goes by, and I got a job. Job ended up scamming me after a year. I lost 20K. Credit got shot down from 770 all the way to 430. Terrible. And I have more debt from there. She's still here. She's still kicking around. Now we're going to fast forward to our fourth year, which is this past couple months. I got a new job. It's in sales. I'm pretty good at it. And I've been in it for about 8 months. And so far, it was just more focused on me getting back on my feet, paying off a lot of that debt, and just trying to get back to a foundation. I told her I'd focus more on her. I'm a big workaholic. We probably spend 2-3 hours once a week. Pretty bad. But a couple days now, here's the situation. A couple days ago, she brought up, we got into an argument. She called me, and she basically saying, the whole summarize of that argument was, Andrew, I committed into this relationship. I stuck by your dumb ass. I'm still trying to figure out what have you committed to me. And basically what she wants is me to show her some type of commitment, to show her that, hey, I do want to start, get married to you at some point, start a family with you at some point. And it really made me question myself. And basically I have just a quick couple points. I really need some help from you guys. The first point, Myron, if you want to write them down because it might get lost in the sauce here. The first one is I feel like I lost my purpose and I'm struggling to find that consistency and discipline. One thing she did bring up that hit me hard was she said, Andrew, you don't know how to commit to anything in your life. You've never committed to. You're on and off at the gym. You're on and off with your trading in stocks. You're on and off with your job and in on and off with me. And that really hit me hard. So I figured, like, right now I'm deciding whether to sign up to the military to get that forced in discipline to me. I'm 25 years old, just turned. Or maybe I'd take up, some martial arts and instill some discipline, maybe some jiu-jitsu. That's the first point, is me struggling to find purpose again. My second point is just, how do I know? I really don't understand this. How do I know if I'm in love with this person? Or is it just me showing that, that surface love of caring for them, wanting to protect them? I do love her, but how do I know if I'm in love with her like she is for me? And then my third point is, am I selling myself short by committing this early before my chance of potentially peaking towards my 30s by wanting to settle down with this woman when I know I'm going to want to fuck other girls? I really do. I see it. I see it on Instagram. I see it in person. I'm like, damn, she's bad. Damn, she's bad. Maybe that's just a guy thing. And then lastly, I do care for her. So at the same time, I understand she has a ticking clock too. She understands that too. She knows by the time she's 30, it's going to start, ticking away. So her biggest thing is she doesn't want to waste no more time after 4 years. So I don't want to waste her time either. And
bro.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, man. Man's a man. You're a piece of shit, bro. Why? You really are, bro.
Yeah.
You're a piece of shit. Because that girl stood with you through all that bullshit, bro. You didn't show any type of like respect or like love, like actual like care. That sucks for her, bro. I mean,
well, I have to ask just to clarify. Were you guys on and off the whole time?
No.
She was with you like the whole time. Like you guys never took a break or nothing.
No, she even let me stay at her place for that job that scammed me that third year. She let me stay in her in her room. Yeah.
You got to change, man. You got to change, bro. ASAP.
Yeah. So I've identified what you're down for. What fucked you up? What fucked you up is that you made a lot of money young. 20 years old, you were making 90K a year. You kind of got wet behind the ears, and then you lost that. And since you didn't learn like any like rudimentary skills and like grit and grind. Once you lost that money, you went right into
spiral,
a pitfall and spiral downward through alcohol because you didn't learn how to earn that money appropriately, right? You kind of got lucky making 90K per year, and then once you lost that, you didn't really know how to deal with it. So I'm going to shoot straight with you, bro. You're a fucking loser. And the reason why you're a loser is because you didn't hone in and learn the traits of a winner. And the traits of a winner, I've said it a million times, consistency plus time equals results. And in order for you to be consistent, you must have discipline. And discipline is something that is a trait that is required for any man that is successful, bro. It is just a part of the game. So you said that you lost your purpose and discipline. You were on and off with the gym, and she identified these things as well, which is a red flag, because if your girl's able to identify that you're on and off with things and you're not consistent, well, that's going to reflect back on how she treats you, and she probably doesn't trust you because you can't stick with the gym. How are you going to stick with being her protector and provider? And I'm surprised that she stuck with you this long, dude. And then obviously she wants some type of security and wants to settle down with you and have a family. But you want to be able to have other women, which I understand. But the problem is this. You don't have the sexual market value to be able to even request that and or command that from your woman, because you're not in a position to even, you know, be able to get that. So you have two options, bro, really, is you can either A, stick with her and commit to being a better man, right, and not being a loser, making more money, focusing on becoming a better man for you, and then in turn she's going to benefit from it. Or B, you break up with her and you focus on yourself, but understand that if she's any type of way mildly attractive or whatever, other men are going to hit on her. She might go ahead and replace you altogether. And if you do end up getting back with her down the road, she's probably been dicked down by some other niggas that are better than you. So those are the two roads you have here, my friend. But quite frankly, simply put, you're a loser and you need to fix yourself. That's the bottom line here.
Can I ask you a follow-up?
Sure, go ahead.
That?
Yeah, sure.
Bro.
Hold on. Let's ask you.
What do you think would be the smart decision for me as a man? Would it be to let this woman find that man that has his shit together that will love her and give her what she wants? And me focus on myself, like I just got to fix me from being a piece of shit to be a man and do it as a solo journey, or do it with her by my side. Because I feel like I should do it by myself. I feel like this is my hole and I need to take myself out. I don't know how to let her understand that as a man, that I need to fix myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nigga, leave her alone, man. You did enough damage, bro. This problem, right? Guys like this, man, they ruined a very good girl. And the problem is like, this girl gave her all to this nigga. I'm pretty sure it's been a bunch of years, bro. Maybe 5, 10, I don't know how long it's been. But
four years, he said.
Bro, you've literally wasted her time, bro. And to be real, bro, if that's my sister or my cousin or something like that, I'll beat your ass up, nigga. You just wasted her life. No, I'm dead ass, bro. So I get it. You quit. You're a quitter. Most of us have been there before. But she told you to your face what it was. She told you, listen, nigga, you're a quitter. You don't stay focused on the gym. Whatever you got going on, you don't have to focus on.
You're holding
and
jobs.
As a result,
holding jobs.
She can't trust you to be a fucking man. So let her go, bro, because you're just holding her back. Now, for you, you know what you got to do yourself. But she's holding you back, too, because her being there is a crutch for you. You need to go on your own, suffer by yourself, and let her be free, because you're fucking her up, bro, and yourself.
But yeah, you don't have the maturity right now to be able to have a woman by your side at this point, bro. And to be honest with you, having a woman, we've always told y'all, it's a luxury, man. It's a privilege. And a lot of you guys are not in positions where you guys even deserve a girl. You know, we're very, very hard on thoughts on this podcast. Y'all know that. But quite frankly, a lot of men are losers, and you guys don't necessarily have the skill set or the ability to cash the checks that you guys write. So I think for you, bro, you need to fix your mindset. You need to develop some discipline. You need to go to the gym. You need to become a better man and let her go, bro. Because quite frankly, you're a loser right now, and that you need to fix yourself first.
And I can tell you this because, bro, I was there, bro. As many bad things happened to me where, like, I got finessed from my company, but I was a quitter, man. I did taekwondo. I did soccer. I did different things. Mm-hmm. And I always quit. I never could focus on anything for a long period of time. But it's because I had a crutch. And that was my family, bro. I had to leave my family, come to America, get away to be a fucking man. And you hold on to her, bro, is literally killing yourself because, for one, you're destroying her. But two, you can't be a man with her being your crutch. You can't.
Right.
This one, you were like face to face, like that was me, literally like
couple years ago.
Yeah, and
so,
if she's hot, bro, you're probably going to lose her. I'm keeping a million with you. That's what I told you. Yeah. You're probably going to lose her if she's any somewhat attractive.
She is. Yeah. She's tons of guys and my friends, they look and they always just say, how the fuck? Yeah.
Just be prepared to lose her. And here's the thing. You want to fuck other bitches anyway, so you got to get your value up, bro.
Yeah.
You want to have multiple women and shit? You better go in the gym and have a fucking Chad body ripped up, have money, all that shit, bro. Yeah, I'm telling you, man. That's the only way you'll be able to, have it where you got a harem of women that respect you and admire you and are going to be loyal to you while you go out and do what you want to do, man. That's the cold hard reality. Everyone wants multiple women, but no one wants to do the work that's required to have multiple women. It's going to take a lot of fucking work, bro, a lot of suffering, man. And the problem with you is that you haven't suffered enough yet and you haven't built up that discipline through the suffering. So you got to do that, my friend.
And
let
thing,
that girl
Myron,
go on. Turn yourself.
Basically, she still wants to be with me. Like, I just got off the phone with her, and she's like, I still will do whatever it takes to be with you. How do I tell her, like, I love you so much, I need to let you go?
Just tell her.
Just tell her, bro.
Just tell her. Tell her you're a fucking loser, and you need to focus on yourself. And, if she's going to wait for you for a year.
There's two parts here.
Fantastic, but, man.
There's two parts here.
Bro.
She obviously loves you because you're still there for 4 years, but she was banking on you being her last and final guy. The problem is, though, if you don't give her the truth and say, listen, I love you, but I need to let you go because I'm not the right guy for you, then she's going to stay there and try to work it out as long as possible. But you're basically robbing her of her youth and her time. And I think on some level, as a man, bro, like, it's disrespectful. You know what it is? It's kind of like you are literally just stringing her along to benefit you, but it's actually hurting you in the process. Make sense? So cut it where you can now. Be free. You could become a man, and she could find a man that's for her.
Yeah, you're comfortable because you got a girlfriend. That's another thing, too. A lot of guys get comfortable and become losers when they have girlfriends. You were a loser, and you had the girlfriend, so it's a double whammy.
Yep.
For sure. For sure, guys. Thank you so much. I'm tearing up hearing this because, man, like, there's nothing more hard-hitting when your people you look at, like, you guys, mentors, when I watch your videos, call you for your bullshit. So I'm about
to call it right now. Look. Hey. Look, dude. Look, you're young. You got your life ahead of you. You identified the problem now, thank God, right, in your 20s versus in your 30s or 40s like many other men. And, bro, you can absolutely – it's only up from here. You're rock bottom right now, so it's only up from here.
It's not over, but you need to make a choice now, bro.
Yeah, you need – but right
now, make a choice
now, today, bro, fucking November 3rd, you know, 8:42 p.m., this is where the old you dies and you got to become a new man because, quite frankly, bro, I'm keeping 1,000 with you. You're a fucking loser right now.
Roger that.
All right, my friend. You know what to do.
All right, man.
You know what to fucking do. Make it happen. Don't disappoint us. All right, who's up next? And for all you guys in the chat that are talking shit saying, yo, he's talking too much, blah, 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 a lot of you motherfuckers are dealing with the same shit, so shut the fuck up.
Yep.
Real talk, man. A lot of y'all niggas are fucking broke, fat losers that are talking shit about somebody being vulnerable on the fucking line, bro. We might have saved that guy from fucking hurting himself or doing some dumb shit, so fuck you guys that are in the chat that are talking shit about him, because real talk, a lot of you niggas in the chat are in the same fucking position as him or worse.
Yeah.
You fucking red pill masturbating pieces of shit, man. Don't sit here and fucking knock a guy while he's down trying to fucking better his life. At least you have the fucking balls to call in and hear the truth and make a fucking active change, man. The fuck out of here, man. A lot of people out here talking shit. Fucking losers, man.
That was real, man. That was real.
All right. Who's up next?
This one says he has a critique. 4493. I think he also donated about like $70.
Total. Shout out to you, bro. Let's. Is he a hater?
Yeah,
you
critique,
you said, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, man. What's your critique?
Hit us.
4493.
Yo. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we got you, man.
You.
Go ahead.
God fucking damn it, nigga. I've been waiting on y'all to answer. Yo.
Go ahead.
All right, so look.
Huge fucking supporter,
y'all. I've been here since, I think, 15,000 subscribers, a little bit less, maybe a little bit more. Anyway, so I've been watching y'all since day motherfucking one, bro. So, first of all, to all the motherfuckers that was calling in earlier talking about Fresh and Fit is mundane and y'all and they repetitive and all that other shit. We all know Fresh and Fit started this shit first. Let's get this shit straight. Y'all ain't been watching long enough. y'all got to go back and watch this shit all over again. I've seen every motherfucking video y'all niggas posted. Big ups to you niggas, all right?
Man. So, thank you, bro. Yeah, means a lot.
Yeah, hell yeah. So all right, so check me out a little.
Go ahead.
I fuck with you niggas heavy, but I do want to give y'all some criticism.
Go ahead. Yep.
Okay. So it's for both of y'all. It's one for both of y'all. I just chose. I got a whole list. So anyway, I'm going to just say one for both of y'all. All right, so Myron first. Myron, you're big on holding people accountable. I love it. Huge on holding people accountable. But nobody is perfect, right? Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that we all have to work on. I'm coming to y'all like a brother, all right? So this is all out of love.
Yeah,
but
go ahead, man.
Comes to you and he tells you these issues that he's having. I mean, and these are issues. He'll laugh about them. But deep down inside, you know he's being real with you, bro. When he's like, bro, won't you come out with me? Bro, why won't you do this with me? Granted, I'm not no partying ass nigga either. I'm the same. Believe it or not, me and you are really a lot alike. Like, for real, for real. But believe me, believe it, nigga. And I know you smart as fuck. You can tell. You know that Fresh is being, like sincere with it, right? So it does bother him, bro. It bothers him. You can see it all on his face. Like, when he asks you and he laughs about it, at the end of the day, he would really like it if you, like, you know, stood 10 toes down with him on some of the shit he's doing. Because I got something Fresh, too, so don't trip. But
all right. Fresh, does it bother you when I don't go out with
well,
you?
Well, I'll say this. When
hey,
important...
hold on, Fresh. Before you answer, bro, don't lie, bro. Don't lie, my nigga, because we see it, bro. I've been here since day one, my nigga. So I see this shit, bro.
No.
It
I get what you're saying,
bro.
No, I understand. I understand Myron to a T. So that's not his field of work. That's not what he wants to do or is capable of doing because he doesn't want to do it, right?
And I'm a downbeat downer when I'm in a club and with people I don't like.
I realize if it's important, he'll pull up to support because he knows it's important. But if it's not, and I can do it myself, I'll do it myself. Vice versa, in a studio, I suck. I don't know equipment. I don't know how to do none of this shit. So that's Myron's domain. He handles that. So we understand our roles to play. So that's different because it's two different, like, walks of life.
The other thing, too, man, is very bad. It's a bad habit of mine that I'm trying to work on, but I just can't do it. If I don't like someone, it's very apparent. And if I'm angry, it's very apparent, too. So I've been working on it with, like, being able to hide my emotions better. I'm able to control them a lot better. Mm-hmm. But hiding them is another thing. If I dislike someone or whatever, or I don't want to be somewhere, it's very obvious, man. So the last thing I want to do, right, because Fresh rubs elbows with individuals that I don't necessarily like, as you guys, I'm sure you guys know.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be, like, fuck anything up for him, for me being in there, being negative or being like, man, fuck the, like, what the hell is this shit? You know what I mean? Or I might say something that might fuck something up that he's got going on. So, So if I dislike people, I just don't, you know, and you guys know, like, I hate being around people that smoke pot. I hate being around hood niggas. I hate being around alcohol. I hate being around degenerates, et cetera. And unfortunately, that's the world that Fresh has to put himself in sometimes to get connections. And I hate that shit. I genuinely hate it. So Fresh is able to move and shake those things, even though he doesn't drink or whatever. But for me, it's like, I would fuck it up because I would just be like, man, fuck these niggas. Why am I here?
Yeah.
Being honest.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I just didn't want to interrupt y'all. Yeah, no, and you know, that's big facts. Like I said, I'm a lot just like you, bro. I'm the same motherfucking way. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't do none of that bullshit, nigga. I done cut my circle down. And when I say down to, like, it's like my brother and, like, two other people I talk to. Like, I'm the same way like you, bro. But it is worth the conversation, bro, because, like, you know, I could see it on his face, like, when he, like, on the last stream, you know, he asked you, and he's like, man, well, you know, when you was coming out to the Halloween party or whatever y'all did, I think y'all went to the Disney World or whatever the fuck y'all went
Fortnite.
To.
Yeah, we went to Universal. Yeah. I explained why I was annoyed for that one. I explained that already.
Right. Yeah, and you already know all that, but I'm just saying, like,
I know, but...
Who might have said
that? I had a lot of shit to do.
Go
ahead and get Fresh's, what you got to say about Fresh, then we got to move on to the next caller, bro, because we got so many fucking people on the line, and, the girls are all here.
That's cool. Hey, and Fresh, bro, love you, man, but you got to, all right, so, and just like the same thing with Myron, bro, he said it on this last stream that y'all just had, and I know you hear him, but it's hard to hear. It's hard to hear. Like, as a listener, as a viewer, we see this shit. But a lot of motherfuckers won't tell you, bro. I'm a real-ass nigga. I'm going to tell you. Hey, Fresh, get a motherfucking pen, bro. Jot some notes down with these girls like Myron doing. Help a nigga out, because that nigga be getting stressed, bro. And then he said it. He said it right there, dog. He said it. Nigga, I'm sitting here writing down all the notes, and you just sitting there doing nothing. I mean, and you was. Granted, yeah, you not all into the tech shit and all that, but my nigga, find a different way. Yes, you could be outside the studio doing what you do, networking, CEO networking, all that shit. Big ups. But inside the studio, what everybody sees, we see you just sitting there. Not that you're not valuable. I think that's why people have to say something about it, because we know you're valuable. We know you're knowledgeable. But, my nigga, it does look kind of like some, like, my nigga, like, damn, pull a pad out, bro. Write some notes down with him. Write along with him. Dive in deep with it, bro. Do some motherfucking research just like he be doing. You know what I'm not saying you got to be mine, but I'm saying help your boy out. That's your man. Y'all niggas is getting mad money together. Step up, bro. Like, step up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can see Myron's loyalty is to his detriment, and I'm the same fucking way, bro. I'm loyal, and it almost hurts me. You know what I'm saying? But I can also see that he is really it bothers him too, bro. You can see it all motherfucking day. I ain't no goddamn therapist, nigga. I got eyeballs, bro. I can see.
He's got to have a little bit of comedic relief for the girls, bro. Like, if you got two niggas writing notes the whole time, the girl's going to be like, what the fuck is going on, man? Like, you guys got to get it that it's like a delicate dance of, like, giving y'all entertainment value and growing them without necessarily, like, you know, being too, too hard. You know, he's got to be able to make some corny-ass jokes every now and then to lighten the mood. Like, it's very important, man. So, I get what you're saying, though.
Yeah, no. Hey, but like I said, man, whatever y'all do,
what are you saying? No, it's a valid critique. Like, I'm just explaining, like, why we haven't really employed that. But, I mean, it's up to the person who wants to do it. But, yeah, we would have to do it more nonchalant, though. I'll tell you. We don't want two niggas writing.
Hey, and then the last thing, bro, and I'm going to let y'all go, nigga, out of respect, bro. Hey, when y'all ask the girls, like, questions and shit, I notice it's like you always got to, like, repeat the shit. Hey, is there a way, like, y'all could, like, put the question up on the screen that's in front of y'all so they could always have it in front of them, like, whenever y'all asking them another question? Maybe Chris, oh, weird mustache-wearing ass, he could put that shit up there? Or, like, or you can get a girl's, like, notepads or something. You know what I mean? Like, just a small little notepad with a pen.
These girls don't write shit, bro.
I'll tell you this, bro. We've given them notepads and they don't write shit, bro.
Yeah,
bro. They write
scribble.
Scribble.
But
then take that excuse away that they always be coming up with.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
All
right.
Be drawing stick
figures. That's a good critique there, bro.
All right. Question up on screen. That's
cool,
actually.
Hey, congratulations to all y'all success, bro. I fuck with you niggas heavy as fuck, dog. I watch every single fucking video y'all post. I done got mad people watching y'all, bro. Keep
thanks,
doing
bro.
What y'all doing, man.
Your caller. You watch
Yo,
our podcast, right?
Hell yeah.
I appreciate it, bro. How much you weigh?
I was a fat nigga, boy. 6 feet, 280, but I'm dropping right now. I'm down to like last time I weighed myself was 2 days ago. I was 259. But I got a lot of muscle. I do got a lot of muscle, so I'm dropping. But hey, I see you getting a little cut in your arms too, Fresh. I see you, black nigga.
Thank you, man.
Bro, I see you, nigga. Yeah, now don't put them sleeveless shirts on, nigga. I'm a flame your ass. But yeah, boy, I see you. You looking good, bro.
Thanks, bro. All right,
hell
man.
Yeah.
No, of course, bro. I mean, like I said before, we ain't nothing without the supporters, man. Yeah, the real ninjas aren't here.
I think.
we know our roles, man. Like,
yeah,
you know,
of course.
We know each other pretty well, so it's like, bruh. Like, right. But it works.
Bro, who's up next? Where's the hater?
This one donated $70.
All right. I want a real hater, bro.
Donated 7267, you're up. 7267, you are up.
Oh, we have
talk
a ton of PHS.
We have a ton. Yeah. Go ahead, bro.
Yo, I got a question for y'all. I'm an auditor, 25. I've been doing this for about 5 months. I have money in high-yield savings accounts, my personal savings.
Yeah.
I got money in stock. I just don't know what next steps to take. And I've been listening to these other questions, and they're pretty similar with the passive income. And I've been thinking, I watched that David Omari episode you guys had, and I've been watching some of his stuff, doing my research. Mm. But, yeah, there's just...
How much cash do you have?
I feel like
how much cash do you have?
I don't know. Cash, I don't keep cash. I probably have like $100.
No. I mean, like, how much money do you have saved?
Savings.
That's what I meant.
My fault. 6 grand, yeah.
$6,000?
Yeah.
Okay. You need to save more money, bro. You need to save more. You need to have 6 months of savings set aside before you even think about investing and do all this other stuff. Because let's say you lose your job as an auditor, you know what I mean? You make the wrong comment and HR just fucking brings you in and says, sorry, you're gone. Mm. You need to save at least, bro, 6 months of savings if not at least bare minimum $50,000. Once you have that money, then you can go ahead and focus on, you know, throwing that money into the market and saving it and using it to multiply. But you need to save more money, my friend.
Yeah, I just started working. It's been 5 months at this job this week.
Okay,
so
well,
I've been
keep earning and keep saving, bro. You're
tomorrow, bro.
You're a percentage of the way there, but bro, $50K or 6 months of 6 months of living expenses. Okay,
I would say you're better than most Americans.
Yeah, bro.
They don't have $1K saved.
Yeah, so you're doing well for 25.
You're on the way.
Need way more money, bro. You need way more. All right.
And then I got one more question for you. I'm kind of.
We got a lot of callers,
yeah,
my friend.
Yeah.
All right, man. Peace. Who's up next?
All right, we got 8373. You are up.
Go ahead, man.
Hello. Wow.
Go ahead.
It's about time. I called 3 times in the last 3 call-in shows. I donated.
Oh, you're going to have to go on your 4th, bro, if you're going to act like that. So next,
yo, Mo, get him back on, bro. God damn, look at Mo.
What's that nigga breathe?
Man. Get him back in, man. What's that nigga breathe, bro? Come on, man.
Nigga's a vampire for real.
Yeah, man.
Evil, man.
Yeah, damn,
8373, I didn't cut you. We ain't got a lot of time.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Talk
hit us with the question, brother.
Okay. So, why do you keep talking shit about Abba and Preach? That don't make it look good.
Okay.
You keep saying that, oh, I'm going to beat them up. Like, bro, they're going to clip you and make another YouTube video about it. You don't realize that, do you?
That's fantastic, bro. But then they at some point, they got to answer the question. Because they've already made 30-plus videos on us, bro. At some point, there's got to be consequences to your actions. You could say, I keep talking about them, blah, blah, blah. No. They've constantly made videos on us. When we got demonetized, they went ahead and kicked us while we were down. Bro, they hid the comments because people were roasting them, saying, like, bro, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? Like, you guys are over here literally preying on people's downfall, et cetera. Like, these dudes have a deep disdain and hate for us, and it's personal with them. So you know what? Let's make it personal. Let's fucking fight. Let's handle it like men. Stop talking shit on the internet. Let's put the boxing gloves on, and let's fucking fight.
No, but I get that, but you're like near damn threatening them at this point. And you know they're not going to fight in a boxing match.
I'm not threatening nothing, bro. It's a promise.
It's a promise?
Yeah, it's a promise. If he gets in a ring with me, he's going to get fucked up. That's not a threat. That's a promise.
I know, but you know he's not going to get in the ring with you.
Okay,
so
then you
hold on, look, like if you're going to jump him or something.
I'm not going to fucking jump him. What's wrong with you, bro? I'm not going to break the law.
Nobody said that.
No one's going to jump him. You're putting words in my mouth. What I did say is he's going to have to put on the gloves and fight me in the ring. That's what I said. Sign a waiver, because I've said that a bunch of times too. Sign a waiver. You're hearing what you want to hear. I ain't going to jump on him. I'm not going to attack him. I'm not going to break the law. What I am saying is that he's got to go ahead, get in the ring with me. There's going to be a referee there, so I won't be able to kill him, right? There's going to be some rules. I'm limited to my hands. He's got to get in the ring, bro. The problem is that a lot of these YouTubers have never been punched in the face before. Playback, him, all these guys just talk shit on the internet, bro. No, man. Fuck that shit.
Keep worrying about them haters, though. Like, you keep talking about them every damn show. It's like you're obsessed over them.
No. They're obsessed on us. I'm returning the favor. Now they got to pay for the fucking obsession on us. They've talked shit 30-plus videos, dude. 30-plus fucking videos. Tell me who's obsessed. We ignored them niggas for years. And then we make one response video, they galvanize their audience to get us a strike. No, man. No. I'm not letting this shit go.
Yeah,
they got to fight now.
That was messed up, bro.
They got to fight now at this point. We ignored them for two years, bro.
Keep calling them out for a fight for the rest of eternity?
Yes, because that's how men settle shit, bro. I don't know what kind of cloth you're cut from, but I'm cut from a different cloth. You talk shit about someone for long enough, you deserve to get punched in the face. That's how it goes.
Yeah, but that's like part of the game, though, on YouTube. Like, they made so much money talking shit about you guys. Why not?
Okay,
like,
well, you know what? If they don't want to get in the ring, then they're just going to look like pussies. Now the offer is there. Now they got to fight. So they got to pick one. Oh, are we going to keep making videos and ducking them and looking like pussies? Or are we going to get in the ring and put our money where our mouth is?
Yeah, but didn't they already challenge you like 2 years ago? Didn't Preach challenge you and you guys backed away?
And it was all cap, man.
Yeah,
we told them that we will gladly fight them, but they're all, no, bro. They try to sit here and say, oh, no. Bro, they didn't show all the text messages, all the DMs. We told them we could make it happen. It is what it is. Here's the other thing, too. Preach was lying the whole time, bro. They insulted my wife. That wasn't his wife.
Yeah.
Go watch the video that I did, The Empire Strikes Back. Bro, I exposed all their lies for the first hour plus. Did you watch that video?
That wasn't his wife?
Nigga.
All right.
Y'all don't even know the whole story. You're trying to come in here and say, why do you still keep talking shit? Blah, blah, blah. Bro, they've made 30-plus videos. They've been talking crazy shit. They've lied. Bro, if you knew everything, you would say these niggas need to get beat up too. You don't even know the full story, and you're over here trying to tell us, son.
Okay. Well, that was the side drama that I had an issue with. This is the main issue, though. This is the main issue. Because I recently discovered you guys maybe like about 3 months ago, and I appreciated your Money Mondays. But then while I was scrolling through Rumble, I saw that you guys invited this guy named Nick Fuentes.
Okay.
Bro, like, he's... Nick, bro, he hates Jews.
All right, let me call.
Oh, yeah. We good.
Yeah,
bro.
No. Nah, bro.
No.
No. That's not what... Nah, bro, we good.
You
made a right call earlier, Mo.
YouTube, we love you.
This nigga's not.
YouTube,
nah,
we love
bro.
You very much. The next caller,
man,
$50.
Man, we go and deal with this shit, man.
Six,
like, yo, like,
eight.
Bro, bring that nigga back on, man. Like, bro, because
now he's going to be like, oh, yo, really? Like,
next
caller,
$50. We brought him on, so what?
8868.
We got your caller.
Hello? Oh, bet. I just wanted to thank you guys first. I got funded last week, $100,000 so I could day trade with. Nice. Thanks to you guys motivated me to do that.
Nice.
But my question is for Myron. So I know you talk about how, like, it's still okay to buy real estate now because we're, like, 3 to 5 million houses short in the U.S. and that people aren't motivated to sell so they can keep their interest rates. But a lot of people are forecasting the next, like, economic crash. And I'm wondering what you think that will do to the housing market, when that crash is going to come, how big it's going to be, just like your thoughts.
Look, man, BlackRock and all these big companies are still buying single-family homes. What does that tell you?
Right. I know they're eating up a lot of the supply and stuff, and, you know, that's keeping the prices driven up. But, when that next market crashes.
You know what? Regular people getting into the markets and competing with them. So they're going to say, yo, market's going to crash, blah, blah, blah. But the real estate market, remember, I'm being very clear about this. Residential, I'm not talking about commercial. Commercial's fucked. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The real estate market is fucked. But people are too stupid to understand that there's a big difference between residential and commercial. Residential real estate, we're talking single-family homes, 3-2s, et cetera. Those aren't going nowhere. You invest in those, you'll be straight. especially in growing cities. So the thing is that the interest rates aren't going to be raised anymore. If anything, they're going to come down. Well, once they come down, you're going to see the real estate market heat up again. People are always going to need
houses. So?
Yes, bro. People are always going to need a place to live.
Okay, because I saw the Patrick David video. He talked about how, like, when the Fed stops raising interest rates, about a year afterward is when the market kind of crashes. And, like, my thought is that, like, a lot of people are going to be, like, losing jobs, getting fired, and that they won't be able to afford their houses anymore, and they'll be forced to sell. So there will be, like, a huge supply influx into the market, which will, like, kind of drive prices down.
Look, man, regardless, you're going to get cash flow. You're going to see, the problem is that you guys just keep thinking about appreciation of the house and value of the house. That is the low IQ way of looking at real estate. Okay. If you're a real real estate investor, you buy to hold anyway. You don't give a fuck about what the house is worth. You buy to make cash flow and get depreciation. Appreciation is a side benefit of your house, but you don't buy houses for appreciation. That's how low IQ real estate investors purchase, is off of appreciation. You buy for cash flow and tax benefits. That's what you really buy for. And then down the road, because trust me, your real estate's always going to go up in value. That's where you can go ahead and do your cash out refis, HELOCs, all that other stuff. But appreciation is not a reason to get it to buy real estate, bro. That's actually one of the worst things that you could do,
yes,
because that's speculative in nature.
Speculation, yeah.
You want hard money coming in with cash flow and then the appreciation, the cost segregation. That's what real estate is the W and why it's the best asset class.
Okay.
And here's the
thing. So I could,
I'm not posting courses for y'all. I'm not telling you guys, I'm not like making no money from telling you how to buy real estate, etc. I'll tell you guys this. I became a multimillionaire from fucking real estate, bro. That's what it was. I own 16 houses now at this point. All of them are well into have a bunch of equity in them. I can cash out, refi any one of those things and get a big fucking bag. Well, I do that because they want the value. Even in a slower market like in Connecticut, etc., all those houses that I bought went up in value, bro. Real estate always goes up in value if you hold it long enough.
Okay. 90%
it's just that made through real estate, bro. There's a reason why it's the most trusted asset class. Here's another thing too I want to tell you. You can go to Bank of America tomorrow, right, and try to go ahead and get a loan for a home. They'll give you one, right? Maybe the interest rate might be a little higher, whatever, but they'll give you a loan for a home. But guess what? You can go to Bank of America and tell them, yo, I want to buy stock in Bank of America. Will y'all give me a loan for that? You know what they're going to tell you?
Nope.
They will not give you a loan to buy stock in their own fucking bank, but they will go ahead and give you a loan to buy real estate. What does that tell you? Regardless of the market.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's just that, like, you know, now that I got funded with that $100,000, like, buying real estate is more realistic in my near future. Do you think I should really rush into it now, or do you think it's okay to wait, like, even if prices heat up, in the
Look,
future?
Man,
like, do you think I should really rush in? Is it better now?
If the deal works, don't wait. If the deal works and you're cash flowing, you can always refi later. If the interest rates come down, it doesn't matter. You acquired the asset. You control the asset. You can always refi later. That's why I always laugh when people say, interest rates are too high. Then, well, one of two things going to happen. They're either going to go up and you can't get into the market anyway, or B, they're going to go down and you can refinance. So there's absolutely no reason, if you got the capital, to not get into real estate. And I'm not getting paid to tell y'all that. I'm not making a course of it. This is me being dead honest with y'all because I want you guys to become financially free as well. Real estate is the best asset class for a reason, and it's made more millionaires than anybody else for a reason.
If it's a good deal, why wait for it?
If it's a good deal, don't wait, because someone else is going to take it.
Yeah, BlackRock, to be exact.
If anything, if it's a good-ass deal, BlackRock is going to do it, or some other nigga's going to come in and buy it cash.
Yeah.
Because you want to sit there and argue about rates. Oh, man, 8% interest rate. I don't fucking know. No, get the fucking deal, get the property, control the property, let the interest rates come down, refi.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Everything you did for me as well. You know, I'm only 19 years old.
I don't want you guys to listen to the retarded media, CNBC News, whatever the fuck. None of these niggas are even real estate investors. A lot of these people talking shit. Real estate market's going to crash. How many real estate properties do you have? Zero. Shut the fuck up. That's what you need to tell them. A fucking real estate agent started to tell you, bro, real estate market's going to crash. Or, yo, I don't know. Or some other fucking person. Oh, yo, real estate market's going to crash.
Who cares?
How many properties do you have, nigga? Zero. Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Who cares, though?
That's what you tell them. That's the first question. Anytime someone tells you real estate market's going to crash, how many properties do you own? How many real estate properties do you own? Watch some niggas say zero. That's some shut the fuck up. That's what I say. Please don't let these fucking matrix agents and idiots that don't understand anything about financial literacy try to tell you or try to get you to not buy. BlackRock is buying real estate property like fucking crazy. I should tell you, son.
All right. Bet that. Thank you, guys. I appreciate
all right,
it.
You guys keep killing it, man. Don't let these idiots tell you. All right, man.
Okay, let's do the chats. But before we do the chats real quick, man, so understand, right? Someone just said me and more pussies. We're not pussies, you idiot. This is a platform, bro. And what's happening now with the war, what's going on, we can be canceled like this. So if you want to watch Fresh and Fit on YouTube, understand that there's a price to pay. And ultimately, you could say, oh, bro, yeah, talk to the caller. It was $10. This is a multi-million-dollar business. I'm going to lose that over $10? Fuck no. So caller can go. We're going to move on. Fuck you, haters in the chat, bro. Anyhow.
That nigga didn't even know that pre-slide. You know, we're trying
waste
to tell
of time,
us,
bro.
For trying to tell
$10
us,
to lose $1 million? Fuck no, bro. Anyhow, chat, Mo.
I was about to cook that nigga, though.
Yeah, cook to get canceled now, bro. Ish. Not worth it, man.
We could have went to Rumble.
I know you want to smoke, but, bro, this nigga not worth the smoke. Lord Malachi.
You too, we love you.
Hey, FNF, Chess King here. He says, thanks to you guys, I got a job making $55K while I was still in third year of college. I'm 20 years old. Thank you so much for the value you provided, which has changed my life. By the way, One Piece is the GOAT. Right, Big Mo?
On God, yes, sir!
On God!
Yes, sir!
Zavi says, WFNF, W Myron, W Fresh, formula equals, find a chick at your bottom, build with her equals, wifey type, agree. He's saying, find a chick, I guess, your beginning stages of your life. Yeah, I agree, man, if you can. Alex says, I have a question for Myron and Fresh. On what they think is the average girl's body count today by 30 years old? Average body count by 30 years old.
Did she go to college?
It's over 9,000!
Where's she going to college?
That's the answer.
So to college, 30 years old, I would say minimum 50. Minimum.
Yeah. Yeah. Minimum. I would say, yeah. Average, went to college, 30 years old.
Yeah.
Doesn't have, you know, yeah, easily 30 to 50, bro.
Holy.
Easy mode, 30 to 50.
And if she's a nurse?
Yeah. She'll tell you 20. Maybe she might even really believe it's 20, but she won't remember all the one-night stands and all the drunken hookups, bro.
Condoms don't count either.
Wait, Fresh, did you say nurse?
Nurse!
What else do we got?
Logan.
He said, back to roots in here.
Yeah. Oh, shout out to him.
Yo, thank you, Myron. Yeah, shout out to you, bro.
Thank you, Myron. Indeed, well-listed. I appreciate the hard work you guys are putting in, helping the guys here, as well help me and my relationship, only love. Shout out to you, bro.
Hey, yo. Hey, man, you owe a lot more than $100, nigga.
Yeah, bro. Chat, nigga.
Yeah, he's
saved you.
I'm glad I'm also allowed to co-sign because I've been wanting to co-sign this, but since Myron has said open, I can co-sign.
Yo, you've been showing me a lot of love, bro. You've been showing me hella love, so big up to you, bro. Oh, God, bro, you're the realest one. And the other one, I'm allowed to say it. Law of Distraction, you be showing me hella love, too, bro.
Shout out to all the cooks,
yo. Y'all be showing me hella love.
Yeah, they love you guys, man.
So shout out to y'all, man. Yeah, I got y'all whitelisted, man, so y'all can earn again, man. So shout out to y'all, man. You guys rock with us, so we rock with you. And yeah, man, I mean, bro, for all the haters out there, y'all could literally make a Fresh and Fit Clips channel and get a bag. Like, we put out so much goddamn content.
Yeah. We have content for, like, years, bro.
Yeah, man. And here's the thing. I'm not even, like, fucking trying to take a dollar from y'all, man. Like, make the money, man. It's fine.
Mike says, well, nothing. $50. Shout out to you.
Yep.
Yemen Simone is 6451.
He's in.
Yeah, right, let's want us. Oh, okay.
Let's
oh,
move,
here we go.
Let's move for sure.
Yeah.
But after these shots.
We know he got Sonus.
Yeah. Shout to him. Zuku says, first thing super chatting, just to tell you, check the link for FNF Clips in the description, part of Rumble. The link goes to another podcast in the last 10 videos. At least 4 goes to another bum podcast. Gotta go to bed. Big ups from France. He's saying the link goes to another podcast on
the fuck?
The Clips channel. All
right. Let me.
We'll check it out.
Yep.
Fresh's dog says, caller, the type of dude to marry a scripper. Okay. Send an asteroid says, dude, said that the more you pay, the better service will be. But a lot of girls think they're worth more than they actually are. She thinks she's a Ferrari, but she's really 08 Nissan Altima. That is true, my friend. Charles says, hey, can you bring my hypnotist on the show to hypnotize the girls into telling the truth? Does that actually work?
I don't know. Maybe one day.
Who knows? Worst Generation says, Myron, have you heard of the new NAT lawsuit?
No, I have
NAT?
Not. I have not.
Well, I don't know what that is.
Aurelian Views just looked up some of those RP shows, saw Frank Castle and some of the titles, like, bruh, unoriginal cuckolds. They lose credibility off the rip when you pay attention just how much they've copied the girls they bring look like low-tier swap meet pussy. P.S. If it's cool with you guys, I want to start clipping some content for y'all that I haven't seen on any other channels. I want to contribute, help you guys in your mission any way I can. Keep being the originals kings at this. Shout out to you, bro. Go ahead, man.
Go for it, bro.
Go for it. You guys should get H.S. Okay. I don't know who this, bro.
Yeah.
Okay. Ninjas, isn't that a long wait at all if you donate to cut the line? Don't complain. Stop being a brokey. Shout out to you. And he that nigga only donated $1. Fucking cheap bastard. But he's a part of the council club, so he knows what it is. Still waiting for you to beat Tyreek or someone else in this field. I already gave the offer to, Dr. Umar, and he said no. So And Tyreek Nasheed's a fucking no-name bum, bro. So I'm not debating him by himself.
Apparently,
then you're gonna get a big W.
Apparently,
off
they're really black.
What?
They're really black people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Apparently,
you mentioned doing a show on how to stop watching corn. Can you also invite a respected guest on who has beaten the addiction? How about a similar show to teach guys how to stop paying for Mox? All right.
We will soon. Yeah.
Myron Gain. Myron, can you make a Twitter account? You are missing out on a bag. They pay well in new audience. Maybe recruit better clippers for a short. Ask Nico. His shorts are quality. Is he coming on stream? GG.
Nico will be here next week.
I fucking hate Twitter, man, but all right. You guys have been fucking requesting it forever. I mean, our main account is shadow banned, so the thing is they say Twitter's free speech, bro, but they be shadow banning you like
it's
crazy,
not,
bro.
It's
really not free speech, man. Myron, can you think back to when you didn't have a platform? What was your train of thoughts? Were you like, I need more income or I want to help men? Any advice on starting an online platform going solo 2024? Well, my thing, bro, was obviously I was a coach first helping guys out, and then I realized that, holy shit, like, they need way more stuff. So kind of just naturally happened. Who else do we got here? Party Bergam, can I call from the EU or is it USA only? Also, what's the rate to call? You can call from Europe, actually.
Mod's been giving the
Yeah, we have a European number. Can the mods throw it in the chat for the people?
They have been.
Okay.
I see you, Jacob.
Okay. DG Build, eating pain for breakfast, WT, WFNF, W Drake. All right. Daniel goes, shout out to everyone who makes this show possible. 3488. I think we got him already from before.
No, but he's in a rotation.
Okay. Myron, would you consider doing a throwback NBA episode like you did with wrestling and DBC? It'd be great to break down hoops, sneaker culture, and the mindset of greatness with y'all. Potentially. M Jones, love the show. Me and my man watched the show together. Our relationship is stronger because of you guys. Thank you. Shout out to
you,
M Jones. Shout out to you.
Okay. Giving us a bonus?
Yeah, let's get him on.
You up, Yvette Simonis, 6451.
Yes, thank you.
What's up, man?
Thank you for having me.
Yoda.
Hey, first thing I want to say is, first, I'm not coming at you, man, but I got something to say. So last year, I got at you about your weight, and you still are the same right now. And then Chris, he got fatter. You know what I'm saying? And I know I haven't been watching y'all because I haven't been able to catch the live because I've been busy or whatnot. So congratulations on the new studio. Congratulations on being authentic and keeping it real and not being afraid to, you know, to kind of, you know, go against the narrative. But this word, accountability, Myron is the only one who's truly living by it, and somewhat Big Mo. Because even if Big Mo gained 50 pounds, he still lost 100. What I'm saying is, Myron, how do you feel about Chris, your co-host here, Fresh, not taking accountability, true accountability, into losing weight and being fit? I mean, do you talk to them behind the scenes? I mean, I think it would be a great thing if these two individuals really got fit, just like you did, Myron, just like you are. What is it about Fresh and Chris that is stopping them from getting fit just like you, from exercising every day, getting on their diet? Because it's, you know, I can't be the only one that get pissed off looking at Fresh and not being accountable for his weight. and Chris. Chris is worse than Fresh because Chris is just don't really give a fuck. At least Fresh is somewhat exercising. Chris ain't doing shit. And if he is, he's not doing it correctly. But you both of you have Myron right there. How can you, Fresh and Chris, look at Myron every day and not be inspired by his work ethic and to at least match it? Please tell me.
Hold on.
I've been waiting for this day, motherfucker. Listen. Faggot. No, nigga, you gotta wait. So I've been in the gym, bro.
Okay, I'll wait.
Right? I don't know where you've been looking. Yeah. I've been on Instagram. I post every day on Instagram, me in the gym, me showing gains, me showing my transformation from freaking 4 months ago till now. I'm losing hella weight. I don't know what you're looking at, bro. If you want me to take my shirt off, fucking faggot. But ultimately, bro, I'm losing weight. So I don't know what you're comparing it to. Me, Mo, Chris, bro, I don't know what we're talking about. Anyhow, my accountability is to myself. And if I'm improving and you can't see it, that's on you, my friend. But I am. So fuck you. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, why gotta be...
I swear to God, bro. You must be. Because I don't know what's going on, bro.
What'd you say?
I said you must be my number one fan. But you don't watch my shit. So then you can't really see the games.
Listen, I am your fan. I'm rooting for you. But despite the work that you said that you put it in, you're not getting results.
How do you know?
You have...
No.
I'm looking
how do you
at know? You. I could, all I have to do is just look at your face. You have fat on your face. Should you have fat on your face? Yes or no?
Bad. Where's the fat on my face,
no,
bro?
Are you serious?
I see a beard. A nice beard, by the way.
You're telling me right now you don't have fat on your face? Yes or
yeah,
no?
Yeah, you know who looks like, bro? The girls, bro.
Huh?
Do they look weird? No, they don't.
How much weight have you lost, Fresh?
Right now?
Oh, no.
38 pounds.
It's lost 38 pounds, man. People hold weight differently, bro. Not everybody. Some people might hold weight in their fat.
My face is fat, bro.
He's been saying 30 pounds since last year. I've been paying attention.
You know what? This is easy. Mo, pull up my Instagram real quick. Because obviously this is a good old Instagram or like
you're
my shit.
It personal. You're
pull up.
It
no,
personal,
no. This is you coming at me, bro, with no factual current data. You're saying, oh,
dude,
your face is fat.
My face is my face today.
What?
Right now, Fresh.
Bro, I don't know if you're looking like camera weird or whatever, but nigga, I've lost hella weight, bro. I got a hoodie on right now, but like, bro, calm down a little bit.
Ask the chat right now.
Bro, that was me fat as fuck 4 or 5 months ago. This is me right now. Bro, literally, bro, I don't know what you're looking at, bro, but you might need some glasses, nigga, because you're the retarded. Okay. Swear to God. Holy. Anyhow, you can just shut down, bro. No, you know what? Go to my story. Let's take a story now, right? Story?
Okay.
And now...
Can I put the Myron?
Skip it.
This is so unnecessary.
We in the fucking gym, you faggot. If you don't see games, nigga, look in the fucking mirror yourself, bro. Bum ass nigga.
I'm a faggot. I'm a bum now.
Yeah,
are you
serious? Right. You
can talk now. So, I know loyalty is a big thing for you, and I agree with that concept. It's all about loyalty. I'm not saying cleave yourself from Fresh, cleave yourself from Chris, because these guys started with you. You're loyal. I understand that, you know?
Yeah.
And I agree with that. But come on. I know deep down, you got to be upset at these boys. Come on, Fresh, 30 pounds? He should be like at 50 pounds by now. He should be just as fit as you. The podcast is running well over 2 years. Chris is saying, the only one doing something is Big Mo. You know, if
Yves, you gotta remember, dude. Yves, look, man.
Yeah.
I've been training since I was 18. I'm 33 now. Okay, I was a Division I athlete. Like, and on top of that, I'm fucking crazy. There's very few people I know that work harder than I do. Okay, like inside and outside the gym. So,
for me to hold them to that same standard of my craziness is wild. What I do see, though, is that Fresh has made an enormous amount of progress in a short amount of time. Granted, and I roast him all the time for this, he's a bum for starting so goddamn late. But he's making up for it now. You know what I mean? He's going to the gym now. Chris, nigga, I've been roasting him. He's been losing weight, too. He's been boxing actually late at night.
Yes.
So, Chris, trust me, bro. Every time that nigga walks in, Bills and Mo are my fucking witness. I tell Chris all the time, you sloppy fat fuck. So, trust me, I'm roasting him behind the scenes. But to hold people to my standard, dude, I'm fucking crazy, bro. I train 2 to 3 times per day. I'm leaning around. Like, look, I'm standing down right now. You see this? Man, I'm fucking shredded, bro. Like, you see that shit? Like,
okay, yeah.
Yeah, bro. Not everyone's going to be like me. You know what I mean? And I accept that. It is what it is. But with that said, right, they're working really hard. Trust me. Fresh going to the gym every day. I was roasting that nigga before, bro. His biggest mistake is that he started so goddamn late in his 30s.
Yeah.
And then Chris, he's fat as fuck, and we're going to continue to roast his ass. But, bro, you got to look at – I've been training for fucking years, decade plus.
And this is me, no protein, no steroids, no creatine, nothing. Just pure training
in the gym. And I'm standing down. I'm standing down. Y'all can see my ass visible. You know what I mean? So, bro, this took – damn near 2 decades almost to build. So we can't hold them to the same standard as me, dude.
When you look at Fresh right now, today, do you visibly see on his face improvement from last year?
Yes, he's way fitter than he used to be. He's still not fit compared to me. I ain't going to lie. I still roast this nigga all the time. I mean, he's not fit at all.
Screw
that. He's
way more fit than he used to be, bro. He's way more fit than he used to be. He's definitely made improvements.
Okay. So from last year, October,
yeah,
November, because we're exactly at a year now, I asked this man, I challenged him to start exercising. He had a trainer. You telling me from last year to now, a year worth of exercise, are you impressed with where Fresh is at now? A year, 1 year of exercise. Of where he's at right now from last year. Is that acceptable to you?
Well, hold on. He hasn't went a year consistently, which I made fun of him about that too.
Yeah.
He's on it consistently
well,
now.
I was under the impression he was exercising from last year to now on a consistent basis.
No, he was transparent about that shit.
I was not.
He stopped for a period of time and we roasted him and now he's back in the now.
So then why you stop, Fresh?
Nigga, I was doing shit. Oh, I wasn't focused.
Eating. Focused.
See,
look, man,
I don't think it really matters to see why he stopped.
No,
the point is that he's on the train now and he's been going for 4 or 5 months.
You are so focused on my health, right? My success.
I'm focused because you're
my actual current status. And
you're
I got to say this.
Men podcast.
It is weird.
Holding everybody... You're on a man's podcast holding everybody accountable except yourself.
I'm going to give some advice, bro. Focus on your money, your family, what's important to you.
I got money.
Maybe your kids. Focus on that, bro. But focusing on me ain't going to help you in no way, bro, at all. I'm good for life, bro. Set for life. Read that book, by the way. It's a very good book. But, yeah, if you don't see change right now, bro, it's because you don't look it hard enough. And secondly, it takes time, my friend. It doesn't happen overnight. He is funny, but today I got time to respond to you because we got time right now. But ultimately, I just laugh at you because to me you're funny. I find it hysterical because you care so much about me, but you don't even know me at all. Secondly, it's like, bro,
you're taking it personal, Bossman. Why?
I'm just for the channel itself and for being accountable. Yes, I'm in the gym now every single day, pretty much, and also as well, people in real life see my games. My trainer sees it, girls see it, my teammates see it. So if you can't see it, bro, I don't know what to tell you. What do you want? A magnifying glass? What do you want from me, bro? Like, I don't get it.
All right, but I don't want you to get upset. I don't want you to raise your blood pressure. So I'm going to go.
You pee on bro.
Listen.
I mean, what happens is today I got time to respond to you. That's what it is, bro. Normally I don't because I'm like, oh, this bum-ass nigga, bro, again. But, you know, today I got time because.
I'm not a bum. I got money, I got real estate, I got many of the things that you guys are talking about.
I'm glad for you, bro.
Huh?
Listen to me, you're a bum. Because you got time to look at me and study my life, bro, you're a bum to me, bro. Because, dude, I have no time to study nobody else by myself, bro. Really, I don't.
I'm
you
not,
saying to see me, bro? You're studying me, bro. Just saying.
I'm not studying your life. I'm just sitting looking at you, enjoying.
I didn't really care that much.
No. I'm holding you accountable because you are a man on a podcast, on a men's podcast. I want to hold everybody else accountable on things but yourself. When the girls come on, you want to hold them accountable. When guys come on about their stuff and they're calling in, you want to hold them accountable on whatever the topic that they're calling in. But you yourself, your own health, you can't even take accountability for that. And you're getting personal and throwing shots at me for questioning you about that? That's not right, man. I'm just being objective. I came on personally telling you, don't take it personal.
You didn't hear the truth, so as a result, you said, oh, you're fat in the face, nigga.
You are fat in the face, man.
Okay,
you
to
are
you.
Fat in the face.
To you. Well, your opinion is irrelevant.
No, objectively.
That's fine. He's fat in the face, bro. Maybe he holds water in the face. I mean, everybody knows that everyone holds body fat and or water differently, bro. He might hold it in his face, but that doesn't necessarily mean that he's not making progress in the gym and getting fitter and losing body fat overall just because he holds water in his face. I think you're paying a little bit too much attention to his face. I know he's an ugly nigga, bro. I know he's an ugly nigga, but goddamn, bro. You paid way too much attention to that.
My number one fan, bro.
Show your stomach right now, just like mine did. You got to get right now.
Yo, Simonis.
It's fine, man. We'll move on.
This I'll do for you, bro.
Goddamn.
Come to Miami, right? I'll set up a time.
Oh, Chris has walked in.
We meet in person.
Chris?
No. This is better. We meet in person. And on camera, tell me to my face that I'm fat. Tell my face on camera. Tell me. Deal?
Wait. So you're going to do that?
Come to Miami.
Why do you want me
to
do that?
We're going
to
be on camera.
So,
my face.
What's the purpose of me doing that, though?
No, because obviously, bro, you're obsessed. So you know what? Meet me in person, my number one fan.
Thank you.
And then tell me if I'm fat.
With you, but tell me, what is the purpose of me doing that? If I do that, what are you going to do?
On camera, you think I'm fat. So, I don't know what you're looking at, but nigga, in person, come see me, because obviously you're obsessed with me, fucking faggot, and then tell me I'm fat.
I'm a faggot now? I'm all these names?
Yes.
You're getting emotional. You're like a woman, though.
You don't know on the internet how he looks and his face. But you're a bum-ass faggot, bro. What do you want me to tell you?
I'm a faggot. Today I got time, bro.
Yeah, that's why I'm...
Today I got time.
You want to continue on with this, or...
No, I mean, we could all day, bro.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know what you're trying to say, bro.
First, if I come to you in person, you calling me a faggot and all that, we're going to end up squabbling. So I don't got
nigga,
time
who
are
you
going to
fight? Who are you going to fight, nigga?
Listen, though.
I'm talking about
listen,
you see me a person. You're taking it there, bro. I'm not taking it there. I'm just saying so you can see in progress.
You are taking it there.
If you see him in person, you won't call him fat.
Nobody in Miami ever calls me fat. I swear to God. Girls, celebrities, influencers, no one calls me fat. So if you see me in person, maybe it might change. I don't know. Maybe you're fucking obsessed with me that much that you can't see anything else but that. But I'm saying in person, you'll see everything you need to see. But again, you're my number one fan, bro. I get it. You might be a little bit gay. So it's okay. But understand that I'm making progress.
I'm not gay. I'm not a faggot. I'm none of that. You're taking it personal, and it's unnecessary. But anyway, I said what I said.
Y'all been arguing with each other for years.
I'm just holding him accountable. He wants to get all personal and stuff.
What standard are you holding him accountable to? Myron? He just told you, bro. I just started working out 4 months ago. Seriously.
Myron's a loyal friend. Unfortunately, he's not keeping it 1,000 with you.
He's a loyal friend to you.
See what I tell him, huh?
Bro, on my ass, 100%, bro. What are you talking about? See, this is problem, right?
Listen.
You don't know what you want.
You don't know
what you're a caller.
You're
trying to ask me, Myron, but you don't.
Well, you know
I'm
what you see.
An emotional man. You're an emotional man right now. Yeah. I don't want to get you. I don't want to get you upset.
The person you could ever meet, bro.
Now you want.
Now again,
you want to fight me. Now you want to see me in person. It's unnecessary.
No, no, no.
I'm gonna let you go.
You want to fight, nigga? I said you can see in person. You gonna fight or not? That's what I'm saying.
What do you think? What do you think is going to happen if I come to you in person, you join calling me a faggot and said, nobody calls me a faggot in person?
Oh,
well,
bro, he never said he was going to call you. He's never said he was going to call you that in person, bro. He never said that. He said, if
he
you see him in person,
he
you think
that
he's fat.
He told me that now.
That's what he's saying. Yeah, you got to remember, bro, when you meet people in person, they're a lot different looking than they are on camera. You know,
nigga,
you're sitting down.
And nigga, I'm not sure either, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not sure either, nigga. So you want to play games? We can play games, bro, but I'm not sure either.
All right,
fucking faggot.
Listen. So you think if you meet in person and you calling me a faggot, shit's gonna be cool? It's not gonna be cool. So I'm not gonna waste my time.
He didn't call you
that
in person, bro. He didn't say he's gonna call you that in person. But you have been, bro. You have been.
Wow.
Like,
listen,
man.
You've been talking shit about Fresh for years,
listen,
bro.
Man, you know,
you've been talking shit about Fresh for years, bro.
You know where
Let's
I'm at.
A million.
Nigga, you know,
you really
nigga,
have.
You know where I'm at, bro. You know where I'm at. So do what you gotta do, bro.
Oh, hey, Fresh, I don't want to, listen, I don't want to do that with you, okay? I'm not trying to go there with you.
All right, Yves, we're going to move on, bro, because we still got another people in line, bro. All right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, man.
Thank you.
Thanks
for
calling,
Thank you for having me on.
What's your call-out rates later?
Maybe,
no, this is,
maybe.
This is funny.
This is actually funny.
The alcohol rates.
Yeah, the alcohol rates.
That's funny.
So, all right, man. Who's up next?
And
then it's already 9:30. We got to...
Let's see how we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we ain't
Yo, Chris.
Time. All the girls are here.
All right.
What are you doing?
They've actually been all the girls.
He went to the back. All right.
But this one also $50, 0077. You're up. 0077, you're up.
Yo, go ahead, man.
Hey, hello. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Derek, the trader.
Oh, what's up, bro?
Hey, how you doing, man? I've been with you guys since 20,000 subs, so I'm just really happy to be a success. I just wanted to add that real quick. So, quick question I had. A friend of mine, I won't call him a friend, he's an associate. Excuse me.
We got to get this.
He's a really successful guy. 6'3", goes to the gym 6 days a week. He's, you know, just absolutely ripped. Makes well over 100K. He's about 35 years old. I don't know how I ended up in this situation, but he was... dating a nurse who was 33 years old, who's also a divorced single mother. Now, I didn't really think much of it. I was like, all right, fine, let him do his own thing, whatever. Then a couple of months ago, he proposed to her. And I'm telling you, this guy is a Chad, big time. Not only is he good-looking, tall, successful, et cetera, and just spends half his time in the gym, he's also very charming. You know, lights up the room, has great social awareness. Basically the perfect guy, more or less. And I didn't jump in, I didn't say anything, but I'm sure, you know, listeners and other viewers have had similar questions like this without red pill knowledge. How do you prevent, you know, a friend of yours like that from making such a huge mistake?
Well, my friend, you can't. All you can do is be there for him when things go bad and give him the pill, or I want to say the ideology to handle, but unfortunately, man, people have to make mistakes sometimes, and like, you as a friend, if you try to force it down their throat, they won't handle it well, they won't even turn on you, but if you're there for them when they need your help, then they'll help you as well to help them, but other than that, you can't force somebody to actually, like, see the truth. So.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I thought. I mean, I didn't mention anything. I did mention, you know, your show, kind of in a side conversation, like, oh, check out the show, whatever, you know, maybe hoping to look into it, but man, this guy went all in. He proposed, and she's got him babysitting his kid. It's just,
it sucks, bro. It's you want to help your friend, but like, yeah. Bro, it's just like you tell him too much. It's like, wait, are you hating on me, bro? Like, what's up, man? It's just like, yo, listen, bro.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about. I mean, I don't even know how you're gonna start a family with somebody who's that old.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, though, bro. Because we got a lot of people on the line, so we're gonna move on.
No problem, guys. You guys have a good night.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
Shout out to you, bro.
All right. Take care, guys. Have a good one.
Who's up next?
We have 2965. 2965, you're up.
2965, go ahead.
Yes, I can't believe I made it. Guys, thank you so much. I just wanted to say I'm hella nervous, but besides that, I'm so grateful for you guys. Dude, you guys are saving the lives of many, many men, and I just want to say congratulations.
All right.
All right.
Thank you,
thanks,
man.
Bro.
Appreciate that, my friend.
So I got a few questions.
Oh, man.
If you guys don't mind, I'm going to go down.
Nah, bro. Hit us with one.
Nah, bro. We got, time is not good right now, bro.
Yeah, hit us with one.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for letting me share with you guys. Have a good one.
No. Ask your most important one, bro.
The most important. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
All right. So women tend to, like, use us for dates, things like that, and, like, not really want to do anything with us. They just kind of want to use us for, like, a free steak, things like that. I would say, like, most girls – to, like, most guys, and only the top 1%, they, like, really, like, allow, they do everything with, and they cut, or what do you say, like, they allow them to.
What's your question? We know
the
this.
The question is, like, women use us with no shame, and would you say that it's okay to, like, use them back? For example, like, if a girl makes you wait, and then you
yes.
find out, like,
the answer is yes.
304.
The answer is yes.
Okay.
The answer is yes. I say it all the time. Men need to date women like they date us. You need to treat them like... Because women look at men as expendable commodities, bro. Guys need to do the same shit.
Right.
Yeah.
So you would say, like, it's not okay... It's okay to use a girl, like, as a girlfriend, kind of like for regular sex. Like, you're not using her. You're still committed to her. You're still, you know, being a great guy, still doing the boyfriend stuff. But, like, you're not fully going to, like, give her the ring and everything. Because, you know, at the end of the day, like, she's a 304, unfortunately. Most girls are these days.
No, you're a wife of a girl that's a 304, bro. What are you doing?
I think the terminology used is being used in a derogatory way. I would say put it in your frame, and she's helping you on your mission.
Yeah.
That's it.
But never give a
there
girlfriend.
You go. Exactly. Like,
anymore,
like she's a self-development tool, kind of.
Well, yeah, but don't give hoes the title, bro. Don't do that.
I mean, don't
yeah,
fuck you
know.
Up. Be so edgy. All right, bro.
All right, gotcha. Who's up next?
Thank you guys so much. All right, appreciate it, guys. God bless
right,
you guys.
Appreciate it, bro.
All right,
take
brother.
Care.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
All right, next up, we got 3958. 3958, you're up.
3958, go ahead.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we do.
Gotcha, bro.
Hit us with your question.
My question is, I know it's not a Money Monday, but I have to ask. Is it better to establish credit with multiple companies, i.e. Discover, Chase, Capital One, et cetera, or open multiple lines with the same companies?
Oh, I would say you want one Amex card and then you want Visa and MasterCard, but you could do that through Capital One or anybody. So
yeah.
it's really up to you. But have at least one Amex card and then have a Visa and a MasterCard, but that can be done through Chase, you know, or any of these other Capital One, whatever.
Right.
Discover,
I
have a lot of you. Discover sucks dick. I wouldn't even waste my time with Discover.
I got Discover as a student card. I have
that's
also true. A Chase.
If you're a beginner, they have good beginner cards. I'll take that back. They have good beginner cards.
Yeah,
but once you're a student, their cards are ass.
Yeah, I'm 20, so I use that a lot for college expenses. But
okay.
Both Chase and Capital One are both sending me similar offers, 300 cash back when you spend $5. But I was wondering.
Watch our episode on cashback credit cards.
Yeah,
watch
good.
Our episode on cashback credit cards before you make that decision. We went through the top cashback credit cards.
Okay.
We did a whole episode on that.
Right, but I'm thinking, like, in the long run, if I have to pull out a loan or something, would it be better to establish, keep with Chase and get a Chase Freedom or whatever have you, so I have that more established relationship with them, or just get a Capital One and have those different companies under my belt.
What's your credit score right now?
748.
Okay, and then how much available credit do you have to yourself?
I have $6,000 something. I don't have
all
any
right.
debt.
You're not getting your available credit up. You need to get your available credit up. That takes priority over you establishing, you know, bonds with certain banks or whatever it may be, depending on what kind of loan you want to get. If you want to get a home loan, it don't matter, bro, because none of the credit card companies are going to be the ones that are going to give you a home loan.
Okay.
You have to go to a big bank to get that. Maybe Chase or whatever, But it also depends on your financial situation or whatever. But there's plenty of lenders. I wouldn't worry about that too much.
Right. I already have a Chase card, and that's the one use the most.
If your goal is to get a loan for a home, I wouldn't worry about building a relationship for that because there's plenty of lenders that aren't necessarily credit card companies, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
All right. Matter of fact, to be honest with y'all, a lot of the big credit card companies suck for home loans, especially if you want to be an investor.
What do you think is a better card, the Chase Freedom Flex or the Capital One Quicksilver? Because those are the two offers they're giving me.
What is your goal, cash back or what?
Yeah, primarily.
No, the Citi Double Cash is better than both of them. Yo, go watch our episode on cashback, nigga. You're trying to be lazy right now. Go watch the episode on
you
cashback.
You want to sauce right now.
We compared and contrasted all the cards. But I think one of the best cashback cards is the Citi Double Cash one. You get 2% cashback on everything.
Right.
We're not getting paid to say that, by the way. That's just giving y'all sauce. Watch Money Mondays and stop watching After Hours, motherfucker.
No, absolutely. I understand that. But the reason I was asking is because the Chase Freedom Flex was going to give me part of the deal was a 5% back on groceries and gas as well.
Yeah, but it changes, though.
It changes.
And obviously
it rotates categories.
Yeah. And there's also a limit, I believe.
Yeah.
So
that's why you got to watch the terms and everything else like that and see what you actually spend. That's why a straight 2% cashback card is one of the best ones, bro, because it doesn't rotate categories.
Yeah.
The reason why I don't like rotating category cards is because you find yourself spending money in areas you otherwise would have never spent because of a rotating category. That's retarded. That's why straight cashback is the way to go 99%
time. You're living on their terms.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
All right, man.
Yeah, that makes
sense. All right, man. Stop trying to be lazy, bro. Watch the goddamn video that we made on fucking cashback cards, bro. We made a whole goddamn video on cashback cards. You shouldn't even be asking this question.
Next, we have 7694. 7694, you're up. 7694.
Hey, yo, we got you. Hit us with your question, bro. And then we got to close this thing. Is this last one, though? Okay.
Damn.
Hit your question, bro.
We got four more.
Hey, I just want to say I appreciate you guys so much for talking about credit because I went from being 19 and not knowing shit about credit to being 20 now and I got 770 with two credit cards. And without that, without you guys preaching about it damn near every Money Monday, I would have zero credit and I'd be a fucking bum.
W, bro. Good job, man. Just one question. You got it, bro.
And that's all that's I wanted to say, man. I just wanted to give dude the one
right, bro. Thank you for that. We got to hit the next caller.
You guys have a good one.
Thank you, bro.
All right, who's up next?
20 years old, still 70.
All right. Ultra Ego nigga been saying I'm a mega hater this whole fucking time, bro. Get this retard on the call. What, did he already call?
3488.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah. The one that tried to get us. Bro, you're not worth it, bro.
Yeah.
You're not worth it.
Yeah.
You are not worth it.
Hey, if you're going to call in and talk shit about Nick Fuentes, like, bro, what?
3488, you're on. 3488.
What is that sound?
That's callers.
We can hear you, man.
Hey, thank you, man. I'm glad to be on. I just want to thank everyone who made it.
Just to ask us your question so we can take you off the line. Your feed sucks, man. No offense.
All right. Nah, it's all good, bro. So my question is, why have y'all not had Dante Nero on the show? I remember there was an episode where y'all said that y'all were going to bring him on.
I have no idea who that is.
Oh, isn't that?
It's from the Black Phillip show.
Shaquille, Patrice O'Neal's co-host?
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Well, we could try reaching out.
We could try.
Yeah, that would be an awesome episode, man.
All right.
All right. Well, that's all, man. I just thought maybe y'all had a reason for not having him on, like the other podcast y'all mentioned last time. But that's all, bro. Thank y'all.
Yeah. Okay.
No worries, man. Appreciate it.
All right.
Well. And 9879, you're up. 9879, you're up. The last one, 9879, you're up.
All right. I'm gone.
You left?
No, nah, I've still got him.
Problem.
9879.
In the call, man. Niggas ain't ready.
No, we are super late, though.
All right.
Wait.
Nigga, just in the call, man.
Okay. That's all it.
Right. I guess that's it.
All right.
The other guy, damn. All right, well.
We got some more chats here, by the way.
We do? Okay. Been 120 pounds forever. Any tips on high-calorie meals? Put olive oil in your protein shakes. That will help you quite a bit. That's a good hack, and you won't even taste it. Pause. Hey, Evan, have I got an employment authorization document? I have a social security number, but not a green card. Is there a bank that will help me get a home loan? I have a credit for 4 years with a 720 score. Thanks.
God damn.
I ain't going to lie, bro. It's going to be really tough. I don't know if you can find a lender that would get – I mean, there might be one out there, bro. But you probably will have to get a hard money loan, my friend.
Under the table.
Yeah, you have to do some shit, man. And then we got Mo Begzad, not fresh, has lost weight and put on lean muscle. I noticed when he was wearing a sleeveless shirt a few streams ago. You're looking good, brother, but if you want to get to the next level, DM me on IG and I'll write you a program and diet. He has a coach already, guys.
Thank you, though. Thank you, man.
Anything else? Hope you guys enjoyed the show. We literally answered a bunch of questions here.
Yeah, we did.
Don't forget to like the video, guys. We only got 2.5K likes or something like that, man. Get us to... what's it called? Get us to 5K likes if you guys don't mind. And then we're going to be back with some lovely ladies,
yes,
man. Yep. Bum Chris is here, so we'll get you guys back here in a little bit. Peace.
Peace.